Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because of you.
Downloading on the internet.
Nope. This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Good afternoon. This is Afternoon with Coon. Who am I speaking with?
No. Ryan. You called us
all
again.
All right. Who are you calling? This is a Shenanigans Weekend fundraiser and holdown. And who are you calling for? Do you want to hear a song? You want to donate to the radio station here at Afternoon with Coon? What's going on with you, man? Who is this?
Are you... Wait.
Coon, we had our fundraiser last week. What are you doing?
All right. Is this Matt again?
What do you mean, is this Matt again?
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. Janice? Hey.
Janice?
We're live. We're gonna go to a commercial real quick. We'll be right back with our charathon and fundraiser. Call in Afternoon with Coon. I'm going to talk to my friend Matt right here. Keep calling the show. We'll be right back in just a minute. Oh, my gosh, Matt. I'm doing my fundraiser today.
You're doing a fundraiser?
What are you doing a fundraiser for?
It's my charathon fundraiser for Afternoon with Coon. We're taking donations. And Janice, I told you to screen the call, and if one of these New Mexico numbers show up, not to answer.
We didn't call you.
Yeah, you called us, buddy.
People give you money. What are you actually doing with the money?
Well, that's none of your business.
Well, if I want to give money, I kind of want to know the money's going.
Our charathon last week, it helped out the station and it fed a kid in Uganda for a month.
Well, we helped feed people.
What?
On lunch breaks.
On lunch breaks
and stuff.
Yeah, like,
is it you and Janice?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Janice, I am good. Come here. We're going to talk about your salary. Right?
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
Did we lose him?
Okay, good.
Coon?
Well,
all right.
Okay.
Let's go back live on Afternoon with Coon. So, see you, Matt.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Love you.
I think that's all. That's Coon. He doesn't have an afternoon show in Mississippi.
It's clearly not the afternoon.
In five,
okay.
Four, three, two, and we're back at the Charathon fundraiser for Afternoon.
Okay.
Janice has had a few minutes today, but we're going to forgive her anyway.
What's he saying?
Unbelievable.
Coon, you're still on the phone.
All right. I think we lost.
All right.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, good. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Wednesday. And if you missed the show yesterday, there was more with Coon.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit that up. Go to iTunes, Google Play. It is 6:11.
High today of 56 degrees.
Nothing going on.
Nothing going on. That's good. That's pretty early.
Oh, there's plenty going on.
Yeah, there is plenty going on, that's for sure.
Good news is, since Coon is so funny, we may just have to hire him.
Get him out here.
Yeah.
There's a job opening.
Yeah, Teo has a big announcement coming up this morning.
Yep.
And we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour.
The live line has already blown up this morning.
I know.
What are they saying?
Do you guys want to do it now?
Nah, we don't have to.
Or we can do it late. I don't know. I don't know. Because Teo already made the announcement last night on his Facebook page. So if you don't know what's going on, you
Which
can always
planned.
Go there.
Yeah. Jump the gun.
But,
and if you don't have Facebook, then I guess you'll just never know that Teo's leaving and Friday's his last day.
Stop it.
Huh?
You just made the announcement.
No, I didn't.
He wanted to do it.
You just made the announcement.
No.
That was Teo's job this morning.
It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah, but not everybody has Facebook.
Whatever. Only person I know that doesn't have Facebook, is Pool Boy.
My wife doesn't have Facebook.
I wanted to tell you, Pool Boy, but I didn't get to.
Yeah. So see, now everyone knows.
Okay. Well, you know
what?
We
can just get over it.
Go right ahead. Let Teo.
No. Yeah.
Let's just kick off the show with it.
Steve-O.
No.
Take it.
I don't want to.
Take.
You already did.
No, I didn't.
I hired Steve-O to make all of my announcements. So go ahead.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
But seriously, the Lopez family RG already this morning. Some random person we don't know. People are just chiming in.
And here's the thing, guys. The reason why we're kind of laughing about it right now is because, well, we've known for a little bit.
we've had a couple days to process it.
Yeah, it's been
at least 48 hours.
It's been a tough week, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, this is not good news.
Yeah.
Well, a week ago, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, that made me feel a little better. I was when I found out, I thought it was something you had to, bottle up for a while.
It was Tuesday. I got an email. Tuesday. In the middle of the fundraiser.
Gosh. Well, just go ahead.
Okay. We'll just start. We'll probably talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here and there. Last Tuesday, I got... Okay, so I'll start at the beginning. 1983.
Okay.
A long time ago.
My mom and dad got married.
No, you don't have to go back that far.
Dinosaurs had recently died.
Okay.
Very recently. Yeah. According to the young earthers, it had been 3 weeks before that.
Wow.
Yep. My dad and my mom got off of Noah's Ark and decided to start a new family.
People are not going to believe you that this is real and this is so
real. I like that.
I hate that because then next week we're going to be like, where you at, man? And we'll be like, no, he was serious, guys. And I can't keep fielding these calls because I will cry.
Field the calls. So anyway, back in September, Dawn and I went on vacation with my family to Florida. And we had a great time. And I guess when we got home, we really started thinking that Johnny's almost two. He's missing a lot of stuff. And it's really important for children to be around not only their close family. And I believe this. And I guess not everybody has to agree. But not only their close family, but, you know, the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and cousins. And
yeah.
That's just kind of the way that I grew up and that Dawn grew up.
Yeah.
And so realizing that he was all the way across the country was really hard. And it would be different if, we were raking in the cash.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. And not talking badly about this job or about Dawn's job or at all, because Dawn makes way more money than me. But the thing is, we can't afford, you know, to fly. Because Dawn goes back once a month to work on music, and she would go do shows with Fireflight.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, Dawn is the lead singer of the band Fireflight.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty successful Christian band.
What?
Yeah. Not Flyleaf, everyone. Firefly. Yeah. Two different bands, believe it or not.
Did I say Flat?
You said it right.
All right.
But generally, people mix them up. So anyway, she goes back, and she's actually working on a solo project right now, which is really exciting. And people are kind of lining up to support.
Mm.
So it's a really exciting time for her. And it's something that we talked about and prayed about, and it's something that we both feel like she should pursue. And so Johnny's about to turn two in March, which means an extra plane ticket.
Hmm.
And so just logistically, for Dawn to fly back to work on her stuff for a week and take Johnny, because she would have to, because I would have to get a babysitter.
Right, and that's probably more.
And then check this out. If she takes Johnny and then comes home, in order to afford all of that, she would have to work at Sagebrush every single day.
Wow.
So we would have to get a babysitter, you know? So literally, we cannot afford it.
Yeah.
We can't afford that life, and we won't be able to, you know?
Yeah.
And so we just kind of – all those factors, wanting to be close to family, a real desire to be close to family, and, you know, basically being halfway in Nashville – we just decided we would, you know, start praying about and putting feelers out in Nashville. And when the time comes, or when it came, we would pursue it. And so I just reached out to a couple friends and said, hey, if you guys ever hear of anything, let me know. You know, we don't have a timeline. Mm. Our lease is up in April or May. I think it might be May. And so that was kind of the thing. It was like, our lease is up in spring of next year. So if you hear of anything, just let us know.
Yeah.
And so Tim Skipper, who works at the ACLJ, which is Jay Sekulow. So if you don't know who Jay Sekulow is, he's like a lawyer. He's kind of like, as Dave Ramsey is to money, so Jay Sekulow is to law.
Yeah, he's a syndicated radio host.
Yeah. And I don't always agree with everything.
This is going to be podcast.
I don't agree. The good thing is I'm going to be working in a place of like brutal honesty, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't always agree with all that stuff, but Tim works as like a board operator, and a guy was leaving because this dude had started this new business, and this was back like when I first told Tim about it. He was like, there's a guy that might be leaving, but there's no timetable for that. And it might actually be spring of next year. Nobody really knows. It might be the end of this year. Like, he's got this other business and it's starting to boom. And so I'll just keep in touch with you about that. And I was like, okay. Because working here for 3 years, that job I'm actually overqualified for. Because that's like stuff that we do on the side.
Yeah. Right.
It's off the air stuff.
Yeah. Not mouthpiece. It's totally like in the office, putting things together and screening calls and stuff like that. It's stuff that you have to do. It's basically what Doug did when he worked with us, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Basically what I do before I...
Right.
You know,
it's what Dex does. Yeah, it's what Steve-O does in the afternoon.
Sure.
So anyway, last week, I get an email from one of the guys, and they had reached out to me, I think in like the end of... or mid-November or something, one of the other guys had reached out and said, hey, we've got a guy that's going to be leaving. Is this something that interests you? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And that was it. And I didn't hear back. I would text him and say, what's going on? And Tim would be like, nothing. You know, nothing's happening. And then Tuesday, during the middle of our share-a-thon, I get an email from this guy named Will that says, hey, we want to fly you out this week for an interview. And so I was like, what? Number one, this being the share-a-thon, so it was like, I can't fly out this week. I was like, if you could, and he emailed me Tuesday, and I said, literally tomorrow, if you can fly me out tomorrow and have me back tomorrow night, then I can do it. Because Thursday and Friday are the most important days of the share-a-thon.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he was like, no, we can't do that. What about Monday? So I was like, well, and I talked to Daniel, because he's our boss. And he was like, yeah, man, you can do that. And so sure enough, I flew in Sunday and had an interview Monday and came home with a new job.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the speed at which it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fast.
And dude, Friday night, we'd been working, you know, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. share-a-thon, right? Yeah. Star week, it was chaos. But you were like, we got to hang out. And I'm like, I am so tired. And he was like, I'm going to get Dex. We're all going to hang out. And I'm like, why does he want to hang out? And here's the funny thing. I texted my wife. This was the really sad moment, because I texted my wife and said, hey, would it be okay if Dex and I hung out? I know we've been like, or Dex and Tao and I hung out. I know we've been together all day. But for some reason, like Tao really wants to hang out tonight. And, she said, I'm going back to it, 'cause it was really hilarious how it all worked out. I told her I was really, really excited. I said, I'm just really surprised and excited they still want to hang out, because we'd been together all day. And, And then I said, I still feel terrible, so I'll probably just hang out for a little bit and go straight home because I was feeling sick on Friday.
Yeah.
And then it was like, hey, guys. Yeah.
We were sitting there.
You dropped
out.
The grenade off.
And you were so nonchalant. Like, I thought it was you were being funny.
I know. There's no other way for me to handle it.
Because it was like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be on the show Monday because I have a job interview in Nashville, and if I get the job, it's going to be really quick. I'm probably leaving. And it was just like.
Well, first I said, hey, you guys want me to make you real sad?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
You want me to really bum you out? That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yes?
What shocked me at first, and I'm not saying, now, don't take this the wrong way, but when you offered to pay for everything,
for dinner,
I was going, okay.
What's happening?
Why is he taking?
Because I know he's just as broke as I am, so I don't know.
Why did he just ask us to sit?
Yeah, there's something's going on here, and then he drops the bomb on us, and it was devastating.
Yeah.
And I mean, after that night, it was really hard for Steve-O and I because we kind of went through this. Wow, this is fast and
furious.
Fast and furious, and then we kind of heard that you told other people before us, and we were like, wait, what? Why weren't what? I thought we were brothers.
And who other people?
In hindsight.
Yeah, but the thing is, you didn't. You told our boss. Yeah, it made
it was
sense.
Stuff I had to tell.
But at the time, we were sitting there going, oh.
Mourning process.
Then I guess you could say, too, because we've talked about this. It's like, well, why didn't you tell them the day you got the offer?
Yeah.
And you have to understand, Share Week, or whatever it is, Star Week, Fundraiser Week, is one of the most stressful things.
It's hard because you're putting yourself out there and we had Stephanie here, and
we're just sitting there saying, please support. And the tiniest things when you get stressed out can just derail your momentum.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I said, hey, guys,
you're right.
It's Wednesday morning, but guess what?
I totally agree
next
with
week. You know, like
yeah, it, I'm glad
would
you
have.
I'm
what
glad
would
you
have,
didn't.
What
would
have been the motivation for the three of us to continue trying to raise
it.
Money?
I get it.
I understand. Like, I think that's one of the things that I will look back on and be like, I'm glad I did it that way. But it sucks in the moment.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks having to stand here going, I get to act like I'm super dedicated. And then I'm going to tell them,
man.
And then I'm going to tell them, guess what, guys? You know, that sucks. It's like when we launched Star and I got the phone call from my mom about my little sister who had just lost the baby 10 minutes before we launched the radio station.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and then you're just spending all day pretty much just like, this is awesome. And on the inside, you're like, I am dying.
Yeah.
So it was one of those situations.
I'm sure it was so hard.
It really did suck. But I'm not trying to make excuses for it because the problem with all of this is when every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Oh, gosh.
It's true.
Let me write that down.
No, it's already written down. It's
like
in
it
a
can,
song.
It sounds like it could be a song. Like maybe it's something that you and I pursue since he's so against it. And we take a look at it.
He's quoting Closing Time.
I don't know what he's talking
he's
about.
He's quoting Closing Time.
We're not supposed to tell people where we went the other night.
Okay.
But anyway, so it was just, it sucks. It really sucks. And it's been so weird. We decided yesterday as a team that I should post something on my personal Facebook last night, and then we would share it on Star, and we would talk about it this morning so that we could all kind of...
Well, that's because one thing that stinks, I think, for me is that I've been here a while, and I've seen people come and go.
Yeah.
And had to field those, but I've never had to, like, say goodbye to someone I consider closer than my brother. You know what I mean? Like, and so I was like, hey, can you please do this selfishly for me so that the Star Me knows ahead of time so that we don't have to try and answer a bunch of questions because I'll die, guys.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We're going to podcast this. So if anybody's like, and listener, Star Me, if somebody says, what happened to Teo, then you tell them, go listen to
his podcast. Hey, go listen to the podcast. Don't call Dex and Steve-O because they'll start crying again.
And it's not very often that a radio personality gets to go on air and say goodbye.
You had
it's
a good point.
Very,
with that.
Very,
you
very
had a good point with
usually
that.
Usually, if someone, you know, is in radio, they get fired after their show and then they're never
gone.
Allowed on the air again.
Jay Marie just chimed in and said, sounds like a Kelly Ripa moment, Teo.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And thanks to Chip, because something that I did not see coming is our boss, Chip, and his reaction. because it was one of like loss.
Yeah.
You know, and Chip and I are, I think Chip and I are a lot alike, and we don't know each other super well, but we're a lot alike. And so I got a lot of respect for that guy, and the way that he has handled it as a general manager has been really professional and really cool. So Chip, if you ever listen to this, you just know.
Yeah, he's the best.
I got a lot of respect for you, and I complimented you one time on the air and didn't make fun of you. But yeah, so that it's been, guys, it's been a crazy whirlwind. Honestly, when I moved out here, I had a 5 to 10 year plan. It was like, I'll come out here, work in radio with Steve-O, we'll build our resume, and then we'll, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Wait, but you said we.
Yeah. always with the intention of moving back to Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. And I totally respect, and I'm okay with what's happening.
Well, you're an idiot, so.
No. I'm okay. There's a part of me that's okay, but then the other part of me is selfish and says, I don't want this to happen because I love you, and I love what we did this past year, and I was looking forward to, you know, the same things and, you know, just more great memories, man, because the three of us, when you invited us out for drinks this past Friday after hanging out,
of course,
beverages,
exactly. It was one of those things. It was like, yeah, I want to go hang out, but we had just hung out together.
I know. That, no, I'm That's not even joking. That was the saddest part. Was when I got home and I was talking to Chrissy and she mentioned my text, because truly I said I'm just so excited they want to hang out.
Yeah,
can I please go hang out with my friends?
Right, and so that's the chemistry and just the connection that we've had between the three of us. I've never experienced that, and I enjoy coming in here every single morning.
Well, good, because you're going to have to continue to do it, because you and I are signing new contracts and we're stuck here till 2024.
Yeah.
So 2024.
Yeah, that's when Kanye is going to break America.
That's what I'm talking about. Get in there, do the work.
Yeah.
So anyway, all that to say, it's not an easy decision. And at the same time, it was an easy decision, because sometimes things are so obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the right call. And it's so difficult for me to make the right call, but I have to make it. Another problem is the way I handle situations. I was telling, I think it was one of you, this. When I was younger, I would kind of like, if I had a big decision to make, this is a real story. This is me being totally honest. If I had a big decision to make when I was younger, I would kind of farm it out to everybody so I could hear what everybody would do.
Right.
And I would survey the landscape and then decide. And I found through the years, and when you're a teenager and then when you're in college and you do that, it doesn't help you at all.
It doesn't.
You get advice from everybody from every angle,
right,
and you feel guilty about some things and you don't feel guilty about some things, and then you're just like, what? And so I don't know when it started. I think it was when I was in the band, and when you're touring and stuff, you don't get that luxury of being able to farm out questions and having to not make, you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially as you get older and when you have children.
Yeah, when you have a family.
You have to make calls and you have to be like, you know what? This is what I think I should do right now, and I'm just going to have to deal with everything because this is me.
Yeah.
It's my responsibility. And I feel like as Christians, a lot of times the reason that we go around and we farm out our questions and we try to see what we ask for advice, because at the bottom of it, we're scared of the responsibility of the real decision.
Right.
And so it's really easy to go around and say, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? Because then if something goes wrong, you can always look back and have somebody to blame.
Right.
But at some point I decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. And that when I decided something, I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I decide something, I don't ask for advice from people. I pray about it. Dawn and I talked about it. It was obvious. Mm. You know, it was almost so obvious. It was like, I don't have to pray about this. Yeah. I know what I have to do.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why, like, and there's a wisdom in that, and there's a folly in that, because the wisdom is you don't get colluded and you don't hesitate. The folly is you hurt people.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel like they were included. And they feel like it. You know, I should have known. Why didn't you tell me? You know, I could have done this, or I would have done that, and I feel
we
like
we could have all moved together.
Yeah,
And then that right there is, I think, what was hard for Steve-O and I is that we kind of, I really thought the three of us were going to be together.
Yeah, for the rest of our lives.
And if one of us wanted to move somewhere, then, okay, well, let's look into that and let's do it together because, you know, I love you both. And I believe in this morning show and I believe in, you know, what we did this past year. So that's what's hard about it. But I totally get it. And I'm with you. I support you 100%.
Because I appreciate that. Because that's the hardest thing. And because I feel like I left you guys out. But at the same time, like, I know I have to. The most important thing in my life right now is Johnny.
Yeah.
And it's like when things get put on the scale, if Johnny gets put on the scale, it's over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy having a kid.
Oh.
I love him more than anything in the world. Mm-hmm. I really do, you know, so much so that I sacrifice friendships and relationships, and it's terrifying, but it's like you have to do it as a dad.
Yeah.
And that's been something that I do want to point out. And I told these guys the other night this. Part of that example that the reason I can implement that is because I've seen two dads who do that. Two dads who put their kids before anything, who have, you know, been such good fathers that their children are the exception to the rule in Albuquerque. We read stories every day about kids in schools that hate each other and that encourage violence and beat the crap out of each other and do terrible things. And they go steal cars and they bust out windows when Trump wins, you know, and it's just like street youths everywhere.
Yeah.
But I see two guys that don't have that because they did a really good job and they're still doing a really good job of raising their kids. And so that kind of empowers me to be a good dad, or at least try to be. Because you guys all have years of experience on me. And it's been fun to be like, I'm not going to be that dude that says, don't you think you should do this? You know, like I'm the guy that watches and listens so that I can know what to do later. And so that's just kind of where it is, everybody. That's the real reason, is because I know getting Johnny back to, like, close to family and in a better financial situation and in really good schools where we're moving. It's one of the best counties in America for education, and not just private education. It's like public education. Yeah. Fantastic. And so
I get it,
not to mention he loves music. We're going to be in Music City again. The reaction has been polar opposite. It's people from here saying no and people from Nashville saying yes.
Yeah.
Because I experienced this 3 years ago when I left and I had to leave my family and my closest friends. I just left. And that sucked so bad. It's like those same exact feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, gosh, we love you.
We have 3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
And it's going to be good. It's not going to be all sad. And
yeah. Teo just made the announcement that he's moving the family back to Nashville, and so and it's happening really fast, you know. Yeah. I mean, he starts his new job on Monday.
And I need a lot of prayers and thoughts, and I need all of that, because thankfully it was cool, because when I, like, that's kind of what I flew in Monday for, was I observed and then I interviewed.
Yeah.
And thankfully I did not feel overwhelmed. I was like, I can do this stuff. I just need to get in there and learn. Like, and train. Yeah. I can do this. I can do this.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But this all goes with, I know, are we going to commercial, or are we just going to talk?
Keep talking.
Let's keep talking. So the thing is, what I've learned out here is that we base all of who we are and how we view ourselves on what other people think. And appearances everywhere are so important. I'm moving back to a city where the main industry is based on not musical talent, appearance. I know that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of really crappy bands do very well because they looked the part.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I came out here and I encountered it more so, but in a spiritual context. And I just want everybody to know that you this is going to sound super motivational and stupid.
No, I.
But the thing is, like, you have to understand who you are, because in God's eyes, you are the only you that He has and that He has made. And when we compare ourselves to other people, whether we're doing it out of self-preservation or insecurity, we're just missing the boat on all of it. Like, the whole shebang. And I was just thinking last night, I was like, what if I had, like, one thing I could say to the Stormy? Just one thing. What would it be? Mm. And I don't know. I think it would just be that you are good. And that God sees you that way.
Yeah.
We have a... And I know theologically we talk about sin and you know, depravity. And it's just there. It's in us. It's in us all. Yeah. And nobody can deny that. Like, we're all born with the ability to just fail, you know, tremendously. And we do. We all do. We all have our things that we fail at. But when we take that too much to heart, it stops everything. It removes our confidence. It removes our joy. And we can't even come to terms with God because we feel so bad about ourselves. And, like, the biggest thing that I've learned here is that you are good.
Yeah.
You're a good you. Mm. You know? And it's not an excuse to run around and make terrible mistakes, but it's something that you can use to change your life.
Yeah.
And really, really, you know, like, start over. And when you mess up, you can say, I can do this. I don't have to do that again. You know, I can change.
Yeah.
And it's just so important, I think, as Christians and as people, like, beyond Christianity, that we remind each other that we have that capacity mm-hmm. to be good. We can do it. We just have to work. It's harder. It's a harder thing to do. I just wish I could look like last night. Wooly sent me this video, and I cried. Oh, I cried, and I don't cry about anything. He sent me this video, and it means so much to me. So shout out to Wooly. But man, I just wish all of you could understand how, like, precious you are, and how special you are, and how even when you make mistakes, like, God still looks at you, and He loves you so much. Mm. I know that. Because it's happened in my life, and I don't understand it. I don't know why God gives us grace. Lord knows we don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And we keep messing up over and over and over. But then things happen, and you're just like, I don't understand why all of this is still coming together. And then we look at you, there are people in your life, and they're in the miserable crap right now. And it's so important that we find those people. And we just tell them that it's going to be okay, and we come alongside them. And you love that person because they're a person, not because they line up to your standard or some standard that you heard at church or you heard on TV, but just because they're a person and that's the standard. That person is going through something, and we have to be willing to come alongside them and go through it with them. You know, I just wish that I could tell everybody that, because so many people just hate themselves.
Yeah.
And they hate themselves with a spiritual context. And it makes no sense to me. So anyway, that's what I would say.
Can I... And I'm so close to breaking down right now.
Don't.
One of the reasons why I've loved coming to work all this year and just hanging out with you is because you are the guy that makes you feel good about yourself. You have this outlook on life that I've never seen in somebody. You're so positive. You're encouraging. You love to just have fun. And I've hardly ever heard anything negative come out of your mouth.
It's Tay Love.
And that's what is so great about you, man. Like,
well,
but
at the same time, I'm a terrible person.
And I know that. I get that. I totally get that. But I just, what you just said to the Starmie is so true, because I felt that way about myself for a long time. But when I'm around you, you remind me how good I can be.
This is how you remind me, Nickelback. Thank you. Of what I really am. Take a photograraph.
I'm trying to be serious right
now. I know you are. You're so dumb.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I that's why I'm going to miss you around here, because I've never had a friend.
That's
like
a gift
you,
that know? I've God,
I ain't never had like, a friend like me.
Aladdin. God gives us, he gives us all gifts, yeah, spiritual gifts, and truly mine is encouragement, and I know that, and I use it.
Yeah, and
I use it confidently because I know that people freaking need it.
Yeah,
if this town would encourage each other more, as lame and as stupid as that sounds, if you're some dude and you're or some girl or guy and you're driving around and you're like super hard, you know, and you're hearing me say if this town would just encourage each other more, it would change it. I understand that that sounds really, really dumb and very basic, but it's so true. Yeah. If you just talk to people and you say, hey, guess what, man? You're awesome
yeah.
at what you do, and nobody else can do it like you do it.
Yeah.
Seriously, but think about that. They can't. Nobody else can do what you do. Not one person in this world can do what you do, and that's incredible,
yeah.
and we have to realize that. We have to realize that we can walk into places and we can change it, because that's what we can do. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of taking the focus off being so negative about ourselves and realizing, you know what? If I'll quit thinking about myself for a second, I can pour into this other person. But then, you know, that's a, like that's a gift I have. I can really encourage people. And it's been fun, especially being out here, as I think one of my biggest lessons is that I need to lean into that. And not lean away from it.
Yeah.
I don't need to go try to find some ultra awesome other spiritual gift. I have encouragement, and if I really push it, then I can change people.
Yeah, that's true.
So for those that are just chiming, because we had a few people chime in, like, I'm sorry, guys, it's really early, and I just woke up. What is happening? And someone else said, I'm sorry, I've been listening the last 5 minutes. I have no idea what's going on. Teo announced he's leaving on Friday. Friday will be his last day. He got a job in Tennessee. So
thank you, Steve.
Kind of like just bring it back around. Well, I know some people are like
yeah.
waking up to
sorry,
us right
everybody.
Now. So
it'll get podcast too. So
it
if you,
will.
Yeah. If you missed it, you can go back
if you
and
missed
listen
it.
To it. Because I just talked for an hour.
No, I... You know what?
This no, I'm is, glad, dude.
This is great. This is great. This is what we need. It's therapy. And, you know, you saying all those things... gosh, I didn't think about this until now, because I told Steve-O, listen, I'm not necessarily worried about the show in
no.
a way. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Yeah, it's nothing
gonna
be, to work. But it's still going to be great.
I'm picturing, you know, this a puzzle, and you're a piece to that, and you're leaving.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it scares
Dexter,
me to
it's
death.
Not your puzzle.
And this guy over here is not the most encouraging person.
God needed that piece in Nashville, Tennessee.
And all I'm thinking is
selfish jerk.
Who's going to encourage me now? Because this guy just calls me fat all the time.
No,
and
true.
You're always there to encourage me and pick me up. So
who told you you were going to win last night?
Well,
who's been your partner at CrossFit more than Teo?
That's true. I mean,
I am.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I play a jerk on radio, you dummy.
Okay.
That's in real
not,
life.
You just called me a dummy. That's not nice. And...
We're totally friends, you
but
idiot.
Look, in real life, both of you look at me. In real life,
nope.
Steve-O, look at me. Look at me.
I almost cursed. No.
Look at me. In real life, like, it's going to be okay.
Well, of course.
And
it
in
is.
Real life,
you didn't die.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Because you two got this. Yeah. I'm just the special sauce. When you take a special sauce away from a Big Mac, what do you have?
Nothing. It's
you
not
have a stupid plain burger.
No, you have
it's
a quarter pounder. It's another, yeah. like, it's
you
a
tell me that
burger.
Kissing roll at the Zuma tastes good without that sauce on yeah. top. It yeah. doesn't. It
In
does
an out burger,
good.
You don't put that sauce on there. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's no, right.
That's
the sauce
that's
that makes everything.
Style?
Heck yeah.
You
that's
don't
not
need
good.
That.
Your analogy is stupid.
Special sauce is great.
It's true, though. And that's the thing. We have to always remember, we can allow grace in every situation, because the situation is just going to keep moving. I think part of the times we refuse to give people grace is because we think it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it's not. And so when you remember that it's not the end of the world, it's easier to give grace and to be encouraging, because then you remember, you know what? Tomorrow I got to come back to work and I got to keep going.
Yeah.
Or in this situation, I'm going to have to keep dealing with that person because I love them. And even though they're saying all this crazy stuff, or they're being so mean to me, or, you know, like whatever the situation is, you're not going to just not know that person anymore.
Right.
And if you really love them, then you can make an allowance, you can make room, and you can give that grace.
We've been friends longer away from each other than we have been living together.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
My prediction is that I will talk to both of you more so when I'm not here.
I hope so.
I mean, not Dax.
No, Dax.
Because I mean, you didn't really know him before he lived here.
Stop it!
I remember when I first met Dex. When I got here, we went to some concert, and you guys were there.
Oh yeah.
And Steve-O and I were talking to you, and I like went in there and was like da 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 da. We walked off, and I was like, Steve-O, I tried to make a really strong impression so they know to be afraid of us. Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't it the Warp Tour?
It was something.
It was one of the things over
there. I remember that.
His letter or whatever.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It was that or like Rock the Rio Grande.
Wait, I got kids tuning in and they're really upset. Hey, let me speak to all the kids out there.
Oh, no.
Speak to the kids.
Oh, guys, it's almost Christmas. Mm. Santa is close. So you got to be good.
I'm just playing.
For real though, guys, I am leaving. I'm not going to be on the show anymore, but it's okay. Main lesson, even if you're a little kid, that you have to learn is that this is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And you can keep going and you can keep being happy because that's just the way life is. And as Christians, you have more of a reason. If you are a Christian, you have more of a reason to keep going. Yeah. You have more of a reason to keep being encouraging and keep throwing that grace out because you know that it's not dependent on my actions. It's not dependent on Steve-O's actions or Dex's actions or anybody else's actions. It's all based on Jesus. And that joker rose from the dead. So we can keep on going. I mean, look, the end of the world was not the end of the world for him. And he kept going. So we can use that as an example that when we have the end of the world in our lives, we can keep going.
Mm.
It's a thick metaphor. And I haven't even figured it out yet.
Oh, gosh. 338-3700. I know a lot of people have been trying to call in. We'll open up the lines, and I'm sure some of you would like to talk to Tao.
But I don't want to turn into that. I don't want to turn into some kind of...
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, guys. I'm telling you, I am the same person as everybody listening right now. Like, I feel just as horrible as I do excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, but let people encourage you as well, because...
That's true.
I don't want you to ever feel like you didn't handle this situation right, because I think you did.
Well,
I really... You followed your gut... You're putting your family first.
He doesn't have a gut. You're the only one with a gut in here, Tubby.
Stop.
What?
You don't put Steve-O and I first, you know? And that's where the selfishness came in.
I put Johnny first.
You put Johnny and your wife first. And I have so much respect.
Poor Dawn. She hates
me. No, I'm like, dude, no. You put your wife first.
You know, that's what makes you great, you know, is that you are a leader. You're a natural-born leader. And I'm going to miss you like crazy, but I'm so happy for you guys because I know you want to be closer to family.
I do. My mom
Johnny's
is so excited,
get
guys.
To be by Grandma
Everybody
Grandpa.
Wants to know what job you're doing. People are
doing,
freaking
just,
out.
I'm just like a radio operator, like a guy not on the air, which I'm actually really excited about. And as counterintuitive as that might seem, I'm really, really excited about not having to get up and talk every day. Like, I'm going to be behind the scenes, and I'm so stoked about it.
For those that are sad, I've already made Steven, Christian promised me at least 3 days a week where he will be in studio. We're going to get special guests. You're not even going to miss him. Tao who, right? Am I right?
Well, the cool thing is we're still working it out, but there's going to be a couple ways that I'll kind of still be around.
Yeah.
But we're still working on all that stuff.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is hard.
Yeah, tell me about it.
This is really hard, Tao.
Tao.
It's Victoria.
Oh, hey Victoria. I saw you posted on my Facebook last night, and I was like, oh, Victoria. It's going to be okay.
Well, you know, I read it, and, you know, like you say, you joke around a lot, so I had to read the whole thing to make sure what you said was, you know, it wasn't, you were going to be like, just kidding, you know, at the end. Okay. And I'm like, and I'm glad you really did explain it, because you only could go so far last night.
Yeah.
You know, on what you wrote, and so I'm like, I don't get it, you know, but I do get it that you want to be by family and stuff.
Yeah.
I get that, but it's still sad, and the station is losing, you know.
It's just losing a guy.
Hey, good news is the live line gets it. They said, Tao, fine, just leave. Whatever. You don't just get a job. You go looking for a job. Just leave already. Thank you, live line. for sharing my heart. No, I mean, your heart.
Well, I mean, I did have to look for it. It's true. Like, you don't just get them in the
mail. Well, no, you did. And that's why I said it's good that you explained it.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you were, but it's sad that you're leaving and wish I could see you one more time before, but that's not like
I'm here till Friday.
There you go.
So if anybody pops around the station, I'm around.
Yeah.
I did dye my hair back brown, so you might not be able to see me as easily.
there you go.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you, Victoria.
You are going to be missed. Love you.
I appreciate it. Love you, too.
Now I hear what you're saying. Like, remember when you guys got fired and Baxter couldn't answer the phones? Can we just not answer the phones for the rest of the week? Yeah. Made a mistake, guys. Yeah. I made a mistake. I made a bad decision as a program director.
Somebody says, you going back to work at Forever 21? Sure am.
Yeah.
Can't wait. That's why I went back. Steve-O told me yesterday, he was like, if you were going back to some crappy job like Forever 21, I would hate you right now.
Yeah.
I would hate myself if I was doing that.
Yeah, but even if you were, you're putting your family first, and that's what matters, you know? Not this stupid little morning show.
Whoa. You mean the best morning show in the state that's only getting better now?
This is the invention.
Yeah. No, I know.
This is such a little thing.
No, it is not. It is our livelihood, you idiot.
To your family. You know, so I'm so happy and...
He's lying to you. He was more angry than I was all week.
Guys, Steve-O can't even look at me.
I didn't think he was going to talk
Steve-O
to you after
is a wreck
the weekend.
Right now.
It's the Jeters. The Jeters can't look at you.
See, I'm getting better.
Chrissy last night was like, I can't look at you.
I'm getting better as time goes on. It's the reverse. It's the opposite for Steve-O. It's not getting better for him.
Yeah.
And I get that because you guys have known each other for a long time. And
yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
We knew each other a whole decade, so that's good, man. You know, 10 years, we got to call it a day.
10 years?
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
Wow.
Wait.
2007.
I didn't even realize you guys knew each other that long.
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah, so your stupid little cry fest is stupid.
Answer the phone.
No, you don't get to love him like I do.
Answer. I never said I did. Good morning.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, what are you doing,
man? Real sad.
Just getting ready for work, but I just wanted to call and say, Tao, how dare you put your family before us?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Starman.
Thank you. That's so right.
How could you do this?
You were so right, sir.
Nah, for real, though, man. We'll miss you, and love and blessings on your path. I hope everything goes well for you, man.
Thanks,
dude. Right on.
Appreciate it.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. It's Myers.
Oh, hi. Myers. No, we don't have a job opening. We're going to go two-man, okay?
He's a fireman.
I'm good. I don't need a job.
Yeah, you do, fireman. You need it. We're here changing lives, okay? What do you do?
I'm walking into work now, so I can't obviously stay too long. But
right.
I just wanted to say, Matt, you're going to be missed, man, but moving home is amazing.
Yeah.
Very profound thing. I know that feeling. And it's incredible, but it's also bittersweet, you know, kind of thing. But you'll be missed, man. But you always have a home here in the 505. So.
Yeah, dude. Appreciate that.
Godspeed, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Love you, man.
All right.
Love you, buddy.
Somebody on the live line just trying to say, just read the post online. Such a travesty. Why the heck did you dye your hair back brown?
It was time.
So much better as a blonde. I agree. What does he know?
Yeah, I told them the other night. I was like, I think I'm going to dye it back brown before I go do that interview. And they were like, no. And then I went home and did. I was like, I'm definitely dyeing my hair back brown.
you needed to.
585 live, 585-5483. You can text into the show or you can call us at 338-3700. Tao just made the announcement that he will be leaving on Friday to head back to Nashville with his family. And he's going to be working for
the ACLJ. I'll be just a radio production guy, and I'm really excited about it.
It'll be a good job. He's making like three times what Steve and I make.
No, not true.
Just two.
No.
Yeah, just two times. Yeah.
Gosh.
One no time, bigs. Time.
No bigs. Two times. We do have a show prepared somewhat.
Got canceled.
I'm excited because a radio legend is going to be on the program this morning. His name is Rick Dees, and he does the weekly Top 40. Mm. He's going to be on the show this morning. because we do have an opening. So once we put out that we had an opening on the show, I get an email from Rick Dees. And so I said, well, maybe we'll just have you on the show to just to kind of get a feel for what you could bring. So Rick Dees will be on the show. And I guess he's sick of doing the weekly top 40 or something, but that'll be at 8:40. Steve-O's, you don't want to miss Steve-O's story from his Christmas program that he went to yesterday.
Yeah, dude. Talk about a good, like, dad moment.
Man.
You're going to hear one of the best.
Yeah. We'll share that coming up. We had our Christmas party last night. So
And I have stories from last night.
We'll share some of those.
Oh, man.
And somebody won the fitness challenge.
Guys. The Calvary best thing happened challenge.
Last night. Oh. It was so awesome.
Yeah. As you know, I entered into the Calvary Fitness Challenge, and they made the announcement last night, so we'll tell you who won sometime this morning. And someone died last night, which I'm
unrelated.
Devastated. Yeah.
Alan Somebody Fick. Wants to know if we can make a trade. Is it still too late to make a trade, Teo, for Kuhn? Is that possible?
If you can get him a... If you can make Stephanie release him, then do it.
Mute Math, Chaos, Star 88, Morning Invasion.
Appropriate.
Yeah, that's about right.
Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
You guys... I just had like a really real moment and everybody missed it because our website just crashed, so nobody saw it on the webcam. Thank God. God knew. That was just for us, man.
He knew.
Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, 7-Eleven.
Oh, the high today is 0 in my heart, but it is 60 in Albuquerque.
Traffic. People be crazy. I hope I didn't cause any of this. Accident on the on-ramp I-40 east at Unser. We've got another accident. Coors Boulevard at Quail. Coors Boulevard north at Sequoia. Let's see. Just accidents all around. You guys be really careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Guys, some really sad news happened yesterday, last night. Alan Thick died.
Yeah. Dude.
And we were at the Christmas party last night, and yeah, it was one of you.
It was Steve-O.
It was
me. It was you. Alan Thick died. What? Are you kidding me? Yeah, he died yesterday at the age of 69. They say he was really active.
Well, did you hear how he died?
A heart attack.
Yeah, but do you know where he was?
No.
What he was doing? Okay. Let's talk about this. Alan Thick is a huge NHL fan. Loves hockey. In fact, Wayne Gretzky is like his very best friend. They have that relationship. Teo, it's like us, bro.
Yeah.
Alan Thick emceed his wedding. Like they've been friends since long before, you know, like when he was an Edmonton Oiler and then he became a king and then everybody was like, oh, Wayne Gretzky. But Alan Thick and him were like best buds dating way, way, way back. Well, he's an avid hockey fan, and he was actually playing hockey with his son.
What?
Oh, man.
And collapsed on the rink. He was actually in good spirits.
Was he playing with Mike?
He was playing... No, Mike Sievers.
Ben?
That's not... No.
Yeah.
The Sievers are not real.
What?
No. He was at the Pickwick Gardens ice skating rink in Burbank, California, hanging out with the son. They were playing hockey, and they got a call that somebody had collapsed, and it was in the first 15 to 20 minutes of the game. They were playing a game. Like, it wasn't just... Like, they were in an actual hockey game.
They were going for it.
They came running and said, we got a guy down. They called 911. And the EMTs, the ambulance services are really fast in Burbank, I guess. So within a few moments, boom, they were there. And he was initially vomiting, not feeling well, but he was coherent when they arrived, moving around, talking to his son. He had this pain in his chest. His color wasn't good. So they got him on the gurney, and his dad, Alan Thick, looks at his son because he's sitting there in a gurney on the rink.
Gosh.
And he says, hey, kiddo, take a shot. and like gave a thumbs up, like like because he thought it was funny that he was like on this gurney and on the ice rink. So his son took a photo of his dad, and that was the last.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
jeez, Alan Thicke.
Yeah, he said the EMT said he had Carter take a picture of him. And said, make sure you get the rink in the background as they were taking him out of there. When he went by us, he gave us a thumbs up like, I'm doing good, guys, I'm good. But his last thing, the last thing he said was, oh, take a shot, kiddo. Make sure you get the rink in the background.
Gosh.
So and he did, and they went their way.
Yeah. I have a quick diversion. My sister texted me because her class, she's a teacher, and her class was listening to the radio, and she asked that we would give her a shout-out.
So shout out
to Kimberly and her class.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, you're going to get to see her.
You'll see this, you'll hear this in 40 seconds.
He tweeted yesterday, Alan Thicke tweeted, this was his last tweet. He said, season two, Fuller House looking good. Yeah. I even like the ones I'm not in. That was his last tweet.
He's in Fuller House season two.
Yeah. I have no idea.
His legacy will always live on.
Gosh, that is terrible. He was best known as Dr. Jason Seaver on Growing Pains, which ran from 1985 to 1992. That was one of my favorite TV shows.
He was on This Is Us.
This Is Us.
He was on.
He had a phenomenal little cameo in This Is Us.
Show me that smile again.
Aww.
The whole cast.
Why are you doing this right now, man? As a lifelong hockey fan, he was pretty much a regular at the Burbank Ice Rink where he was. He skated there many times every month.
Wow.
So, very active. Yeah.
You know, that just... It can happen to any of us, you know? You hear of people in great health just dying of a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is a crazy fact, which blew my mind. I had no idea that he was the one who wrote the TV theme songs for Different Strokes,
what?
The Facts of Life, and the game shows The Joker's Wild and Wheel of Fortune. He wrote those. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Dude.
So I guess that's where his son got the musical talent.
Right, I was going to say, Robin posted an Instagram photo saying, my father passed away today. He was the best man I ever knew, the best friend I ever had. Let's all rejoice and celebrate the joy he brought to every room he was in. We love you, Alan Thicke. Thank you for your love. Love your grateful son.
Wow. Man.
Man. Stuff like that really, like... puts things in perspective. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it has been a very somber, sad weekend for all of us in here because we found out that Teo is moving back to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And, man, I remember for the years, longest time trying to get you out here, you know, and we were always praying and hoping that God would do something cool. And God did something cool and brought, you know, this is why I don't want to talk about it.
just
brought you out here and,
yep.
And it's been amazing, and it's been very difficult, and yet I know that God's got this amazing plan that's greater than any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whereas I'm losing my brother, I haven't lost you. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to be a few states away, and we're still going to get to hang out, and we're still going to get to talk and share our joys and our successes and our pains and our struggles in life and as a parent and as a husband and everything we go through, like, I know we're still going to be there for each other. You know what I mean? So it's like something like this happens and it throws that real perspective that, like, man, there are people in our lives that change us, that challenge us, that impact us. And while they are still here, let them know that, you know, like, man, him and his son were playing hockey, just enjoying a game. And you know, Alan was even joking, like, take a pic, son, snap a shot, kiddo, you know, like, thinking it was hilarious that he was on this rink in a gurney. And that was the last time Cameron, whatever his son's name, ever saw him again. So it's crazy, you know.
It's so true, man. How many of us out there listening right now aren't talking to our parents because of something stupid, you know? We're not talking to our best friend or
because they got a job in Tennessee and you're angry, so you don't.
Yeah, whatever,
wait,
it is.
Huh?
Whatever it is.
No, for real.
I mean, this could be their last day. This could be your last day. Don't let that. Don't let stupid garbage come between you.
Yeah.
I've done that too many times, and I regret it so much, you know? And that's not the life I want to live anymore.
Yeah. It sucks, man. It sucks when you let people down. It really does.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to look at examples like this Alan Thicke story and be like, man, you got to tell people how much they mean to you.
Yeah.
You got to. Because if you don't, you might not get another opportunity. And it's not like you have to live on the rest of your life in some guilty whatever. Like, if you would have told them how much they meant to you, then it would have changed anything. But at the same time, it's just so much better when people know that they mean something to you.
Amen. Mm.
585 Live, you can text into the show.
people are texting in. Said, you guys are killing me. I just had my makeup done, and I'm bawling my eyes out.
Stop.
Sorry, Tracy. Yeah. Somebody else said, Dex, this is where you grab Steve-O and let him cry in your hairy chest.
Mm. See, I can't. When he started to cry, I looked away and had to start thinking of, like, football.
Right.
Football.
Right.
Because don't think about that.
That's why. I can't. I'll cry.
Yeah, when people think,
I'll break down.
Like, later this week when people go, man, Steve-O was a jerk. I am trying so hard to hold it together, guys. Mm. You have no idea.
He's holding it.
I drank so much water all weekend because I was constantly dehydrated because I ran out of tears.
Man.
It has been a very emotional, very difficult weekend. And there was like a silver lining because I prayed so hard against your job interview. I knew you were going to say the F word or something. And you didn't, and you nailed it.
Yep.
And so God didn't answer my prayers, but it's going to be good.
And we know, we talked about this and laughed about this yesterday after the show. There's so much confirmation that this is the right move.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is going right for you right now. All these doors have opened.
But
and
that's making me afraid.
Why?
Can I be totally honest? Because when things in my life start stacking up and it's all looking good, I just have a very paranoid function that's like,
yeah.
When is this all going to go real bad?
Because it does eventually.
Yeah.
That's just life. You know? You're coasting one day, and the next, you hit a brick wall.
We all have that, like, that thing inside of us that's like God's just waiting to just smack us.
Right.
You know? And so, honestly, I'm dealing with, like, at the same time, I'm recognizing that, you know, this is all His provision and His grace and stuff. But at the same time, I am totally, like, in the back of my mind, terrified.
Yeah.
Because I have that fear of a God who is just waiting to just smack me down. You know, like, ooh, I'm going to make you think everything's good. And then this isn't going to work out. All of your friends are going to say horrible things about you and do all this, and they're all going to hate you, and they're going to, you know, focus on these things and make this stuff up, and then you're going to leave, and everybody's going to know the piece of crap that you really are, you know?
What's sad is that you probably described probably most of what our audience feels. That's how I
Every
feel
day.
Most
That's
of the time.
That's how we all feel.
Anyway, it really is.
That's something that I feel like the church needs to really, really start
owning
up to, recognizing, and working towards healing.
Yeah.
Because I have that in me because of like my awesome church that I grew up in.
Yeah, me too.
Back in Mississippi, where everybody, like, it was really nice people who meant really well and said horrible things and had weird, you know, like, ideas about God.
Right.
We say things about God, and on the inside, we are thinking the exact opposite thing.
Yeah.
Or we are afraid of the exact opposite thing.
And which is weird, because we are called to that, like, reverence, right? Like, this reverential fear, which is a good thing. But I grew up in a very Odin-like state like that, like you're saying, that where I was just constantly terrified of doing the wrong thing because this really angry God was going to, like, throw lightning bolts at me. So I hear that.
And you know what? Like, something that we don't take a step back and look at, if God was really that angry at all of us individually, we would all not be here anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's why
we are all fallen.
I can shift my focus. I can shift and say, no, you know what? Something, there's value somewhere.
Yeah.
He hasn't given up on us yet.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And even though I'm this terrible person, this crazy opportunity has come up. And I'm not going to let fear of a God who wants to destroy me, which is stupid,
right,
and not reality, I'm not going to let that fear hold me back.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too.
maybe a lot of us don't go for things and don't pursue the cool good things in our life because we're afraid that if we do, that's when God's going to drop the hammer.
Right. Yeah.
How backwards is that?
Yeah.
So we miss out on blessings because we're afraid that if we take the bait, God's going to get us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That's messed up, I know.
Yeah.
But that's the reality. Most of us feel that way.
Hey, Starmie, Liveline's like chiming in like, wait, back up. Did you just say Taylor's leaving? There's so many people confused.
Guys, 6 o'clock hour, we're going to podcast it.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. Yes. Friday's my last
day. Friday's his last day.
Yeah, we spent the whole 6 o'clock hour.
He got a really good job in Tennessee. Last day on the air is this Friday. Shout out to Chris in Aurora, Illinois, who just chimed in. Yeah, last day on the air is this Friday. But, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You were quote, friend of the show long before you ever moved out here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And so for everybody feeling bad, I just want you to think about me, okay? Stop being so stupid and selfish, Starmie. Think about me. He's my real friend, okay? Gosh, you're so stupid and selfish.
I want to continue to be your real friend.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, hey, I'm not that Zeus friend.
Well,
none resentment.
It's just hard. When you lose somebody, it's hard not to vilify that person. Right. I've done it.
Yeah.
We all do it. It's hard not to start finding the cracks and really like promoting those cracks, be it in your mind or with other people. You look for those things that were negative about that person and you really shine a light on those so that in turn it helps you get over it.
Yeah. Right?
And then later you get down the road and it's just a waste of time.
I think the older we get though, the different more, cause I remember, like, you know what I mean? In my teens and even into my 20s, I hear what you're saying, like to where you just constantly can focus on like the things you didn't like about it to where you can squash it down. Mm-hmm. But I hope, I think like the older we get, the more we mature, just, I don't know, just realizing like how short this life is. Mm-hmm. Man, we were just talking about Alan Thicke. He was only 69 years old. He was at an ice skating rink with his son playing ice hockey. He didn't know that was going to be his final moments, you know? And so I think the older we get, the more we experience life and see things through maybe more of a biblical lens or through God's eyes, really, where the things that should matter are those loved ones, whether it's you're talking about your spouse, your kids, or those like lifelong friends that you got down in the trenches with. Teo has been with me through probably the darkest days of my marriage.
Many trenches.
Really, dating back to when he was in Waverly, firsthand, just happened to be in Albuquerque one day that was one of the worst days of my life. Yeah. And I think that formed a bond that was greater than anything else because when a friend can guide and help and love you through your worst of days, even if bad things happen down the road or crappy situations happen or just sadness, because there's a part of me that is overjoyed that my best friend is getting like, man, a substantial raise, a phenomenal job. Johnny, one of the raddest little dudes I know on the planet and Brody's best friend, is going to be in the best education system in the country. He's going to be close to Murray, who is one of the greatest dudes I know. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many greater things. And it's like, how selfish of a human being to be sad and disappointed and or whatever emotions you want to go through, angry. There's no way, you know, like, because then that's just selfishness. Yeah. That's back to you again. And how selfish are we? Because as you're talking, like, we were crafted and created in the image of this holy God. And when we allow little things to hold us back, it's because of our arrogance, our pride, our selfishness, even so much as when we struggle with the idea of being forgiven. Because we are saying, well, God can't forgive me. And you're putting yourself above the Lord. Because if God in his word tells you that you are free, that you are forgiven, that you are loved, that you are my beloved, that nothing can separate that, right? But you are choosing to believe like, oh, but you don't know what I've done.
Yeah.
Then you're an idiot. Like, you are placing yourself above the authority of the Almighty God who has proclaimed that you are free, that you are forgiven. So how can we hold on to those things?
Mm-hmm.
How can we really resent and hold grudges? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, it's just human. It happens.
Yeah.
It's how we cope.
Yeah.
But it's not forever.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it better not be.
It's not forever. You never know what's going to happen down the road.
I know. Maybe I'll get over there and find some awesome job for you two.
Okay. You can't say that out loud.
Rip the you away from this horrible place.
They can't handle that right now. You can't say that.
Yeah. 585 live, you can text in 585-5483, or you can call us at 338-3700. Good morning, Starmy. How are you? Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for being patient.
Beautiful dial tone. I think our number one caller is the dial tone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Tao leaving makes me want to listen to bands like Dashboard, Confessional, Silverstein, Hawthorne Heights,
I will
and lash
allow the first
out irrationally.
One, do not listen to Hawthorne Heights. Why would anybody?
Yeah, no, absolutely
Silverstein's not that great either.
All right, we got
to Silver Chair.
We got to take a break. Since Tao's leaving, we do have Rick Dees calling in to try out for
the
morning
audition show.
That's at 8:40. But sad news, Alan Thick passed away yesterday at the age of 69 of a heart attack. We'll be right back. We can take anything that comes our way. Baby, rain or shine, all the time. We got each other sharing.
Through the snow.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Alan Thick has died of an apparent heart attack. The Canadian actor is also the father of singer Robin Thick. Alan Thick was 69 years old.
The president-elect picking ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State.
Critics argue his close ties to Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin, could pose a conflict of interest. Supporters, though, including former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, say Tillerson is the right man for the job.
Today's meetings included Microsoft's Bill Gates and Kanye West.
Dictator Bashar al-Assad gets his biggest victory in that country's blood-soaked civil war. Rebels in Aleppo, divided since 2012, effectively surrendered.
President Obama added his signature to the 21st Century Cures Act. The measure provides billions of dollars for medical research and treatment.
And I'm confident that it will lead to better years and better lives for millions of Americans.
Federal prosecutors making the case against Dylan Roof showed the jury surveillance imagery of Roof walking into the church where he shot and killed 9 people.
On Wall Street, stocks pushed higher toward the symbolic 20,000 mark, the Dow gaining 114 points to close at 19,911.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. Don't care
Sing
about those presents underneath the Christmas
737.
Tree.
High today of 60 degrees.
Road's okay?
No.
Traffic!
Close the on-ramp. There's an accident. I-40 East at Unser. Let's see, we've also got an accident at Coors Boulevard North and Sequoia, and a rollover at Unser Boulevard and Western Trail. It's in the median, affecting traffic in both directions. Lots of congestion up around the Coors Bypass around Cottonwood Mall, and it looks like we've got road construction causing a little bit of a backup on 25 South once you hop off of Paseo. And then yesterday, don't forget, the sinkhole, now they're repairing it.
Oh.
So you can't use Gun Club Road East at Isleta. You have to use Rio Bravo or Don Felipe. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
If you're just tuning into the show, Tao announced this morning that Friday will be his last day on the Morning Invasion. And that's not a joke at all.
You know what is a joke? The live line saying now Buck and Dex can get back together. Best news ever.
Okay, well.
Okay. I'm still going to be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, good morning, Soapbox Steve-O. And then 30 seconds later, somebody else said, wow, I really needed to hear that.
I think the way
Thank
they phrased
guys.
That, Steve-O, was good morning, Soapbox Steve-O.
Mm.
They put they didn't put a comma in.
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah, Tao's moving back to Nashville with his family, and he got a great job working for Jay Sekulo.
Yeah, the ACLJ.
And yes, it's a syndicated radio show, and they do a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a good job. Financially, it'll be a great move. And his family, I mean, that's where Tao, that's where you guys lived before you moved out here. It's close to Grandma and Grandpa.
Both.
For Johnny Danger.
Both sets.
Yeah, both sets. You know, Don. I mean, Don's family. This just... It stinks to lose you, man, but I'm so happy that you get to be back home with your friends and family.
I'm excited. Plus, if you're a Waverly fan, this bodes very well for the reunion.
Man, that's true. All the Waverly boys are back there.
Yeah, that's really good news.
And that's another thing. Like, that's another reason I was telling Steve-O this last night, why I am very happy that this is all on good terms, because we're going to want to do an Albuquerque show next year. And I don't want to not be able to call Star 88 and say,
right,
can we come talk to everybody? Can we come
play Albuquerque?
Yeah.
You may be banned.
Yeah. We'll just...
Waverly's the band.
That's good. Come on in.
Oh, no.
Come on in.
Great. Now I'm going to have theological
Phoenix.
Tears.
Brian Nixon, grab the mic, buddy.
Oh, I don't know if I can do this early, guys.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can do it.
See, Phoenix is so pro, he was like, do they know on the radio?
Oh.
Well, I just came to, you know, I read the news about our good friend Mateo, and I was so sad I woke up extra early this morning to get in here to give him a hug.
Oh. Man, your light's been on for a long time.
Well,
have you been here the whole time?
That's because I just came in early waiting for you guys.
That's crazy.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
You know, when Mateo is leaving us,
yeah,
it's like a sad day.
It is sad.
But I'm stoked for you.
I'm excited, too.
I'm excited to what God's going to do.
And Dawn is elated.
Yeah, I bet.
She's so excited.
She doesn't have to travel back and forth now.
That's tough.
And that's what a lot of people, I don't think, realize.
Here's another little window into it, everybody. So I fly in on Sunday. And then I fly back here on Monday. Dawn flew to Nashville on Monday. I saw her and Johnny in the airport for about 30 minutes.
No way.
And then she's in Nashville this week. This was all already planned. And then I fly out Sunday to go be in Nashville, and Dawn flies back here Monday.
To pack.
So you're not going
to
see her until what?
I won't see her
until the
30th.
Yeah.
What?
Because she's going to pack?
She's going to be packing, but she sings at Sagebrush, and they have a ton of awesome Christmas stuff coming up. And, she's here with Johnny.
She's finishing out the year.
She's finishing out the year.
Yeah.
Wow. But you start on Monday.
I start Monday.
Wow.
Jay Sekulow.
I'm jumping in.
Jay Sekulow.
Your best friend.
Jay is a good guy.
Man, let me tell you.
Give us the inside scoop on that
let
guy.
Let me tell you what's cool about him. So he's a lawyer. And so
he's
they
a
do,
lawyer.
They do that show. And
Right here on 107.1 KNKT.
We air it on KNKT. They're also on Facebook. A couple of my Facebook friends post it every day, and it's conservative based. But what I like about them, what I respect about them, is that they just put facts out there. So he's a lawyer. So he's even said, he was like, I don't have time to be emotional about this stuff. I can't be like hyper spiritualizing things. I state facts. So when somebody says this, I look at the facts, and if they're wrong, I say they're wrong. And here's why. Here's the facts. It's not like his interpretation of the facts.
Right.
It is just, this is what was said. This is, because he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, he's got like that law thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what lawyers usually do, have that law thing going
on.
They do.
That law thing. Man, but I'm excited for you. I just wanted to publicly come and say that you will be missed, but we're so excited for you. And as I text you last night, I now have a free place to stay in Nashville.
This is true, because I always had when I went to Nashville, I either stayed with Teo and Don or Steven, and then I had both of them like moved out here because of me, and then I was like, I don't have a place. Well, I guess Ethan could have stayed there with the Stovalls, or I guess with, you know what? Never mind. It's not good. It's not good for me.
The only time I stayed with one person before in Nashville, and he was great. And all, but he's nothing like staying with Mateo.
Man.
I mean, and little Johnny, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Johnny loves Phoenix.
Yeah.
Phoenix is the best with kids.
Hey, our girl Meeshers just chimed in and said, can you ask the ACLG to stop calling her, please?
No.
Because...
They're going to call you every day.
Yeah, she texted in on the live line.
I found out you were on their list, and I increased the
calls. Dude, once you're on the ACLJ list, you will never stop getting those phone calls. Yeah. Listen, guys, listen. Hey, it's Jay Sekulow. They are murdering Christians in Michigan. If you don't call right now with your support.
No, they're not. Stop it.
It's not.
They do provide a lot of assistance for pastors over in foreign countries that are actually getting murdered.
Right. They do a lot of good work, the organization, the ministry. So it's good. All right, guys. Mateo?
Real quick.
Here till Friday, guys.
Real quick.
He's not dead.
We have an open, and guess who's calling in for the opening on our show at 8:40? Rick Dees.
That's Rick Dees will be on the show. I don't know who Rick Dees is.
He's supplying
for our
position.
He was so excited this morning.
Weekly Top 40, Rick Dees.
The original Rick Dees?
Yeah, no, for real.
No, it's no joke.
This is no joke. Your face says that you don't believe him.
Rick Dees really calling in.
He really is.
Tune in at 8:40. You'll find out.
All right.
No. I'm dead serious.
This is real. He's got a book that he's like pitching.
Oh,
no. Stop it, Steve. Why did you have to ruin it?
Yeah, because Rick Dees, like,
because
a famous
Top 40. Because did you see his face?
I'm all like, what happened? Did he like, lose his main gig or something?
Yeah, well, he's got a book out called The Top 40 Desserts, and he's going to talk to us. But anyways, he's gonna apply for the position.
Of Mateo's position.
Yes.
He's a legend in radio.
I know, and that's why I booked the interviews, because I've listened to that guy since I was just a little child.
Legend in radio.
Never heard of him.
Did you see my face? I'm like, what? Are you? He's going to apply. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Over out. Okay. You rock.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Beanix, everyone.
Yeah, that guy.
Amazing. Love you, Beanix. I need to text Sam Swan right now and let him know that his job is secure now on Fridays. He will be in.
That's true. Yep. That's true. It's
there you go. See, lots of good things happen.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
shut up.
It'll be fine.
It's
cool. Fine.
It's gonna be cool.
You don't get to tell me how to feel.
Tell me how to feel, Sarah.
No, you can't say that. That's our inside joke.
That's a Waverly.
That's
joke.
That's a Waverly joke, actually. Yeah.
All right. So, real quick, let me just make the announcement of the fitness challenge winner.
Yeah, dude. Last night
play
was
the music.
Crazy. So, for those that don't know, here at Calvary Albuquerque, as a staff, a few months back, Pastor Skip challenged everybody, you know, because he challenges us spiritually speaking.
Yeah.
Regularly, he's, you know, which is phenomenal, helping us grow in our faith. But a few months ago, he said, hey, man, I don't want you guys to just grow spiritually. We need to grow our physical faith, if you will, because these bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and we got to be good stewards of what God has given us. And so there was a fitness challenge issued, the entire staff, and I was really skinny fat, and Dex was just fat.
Okay, pretty true.
Yeah. So
so fat.
Basically, they threw down the gauntlet. And so there was a fitness challenge among everybody on staff here. There was, what, like 150 people on staff?
Yeah.
Something like that. And so last night, after 3 months, you know, they did measurements, they did everything.
Yeah, there was a bunch of different
logging
categories.
Time, logging, you know. And for me, I was like, I'm not going to log anything because I don't work out nearly enough. But now, after last night, hearing how much time was logged, I was like, I probably should log time. I think we actually do work out more than that. But,
right? Yeah.
But those that were faithful and actually logged things like Dexter's measurements, last night, Pastor Skip, at the Christmas party, made the big announcements. You were sweating it, man.
I was. I was trying not to get my hopes up at all because I've been disappointed a few times in my life where I've gotten my hopes up and then it just all comes crashing down. And so I was really trying because for me, it's been a frustrating time with working out the past 3 months because we've been going to Bear Canyon and doing CrossFit. And it's been tough because I can't lose the weight like I used to. I'm 37 years old and it just doesn't melt off my body like it used to. And
Dex, that weight is melting off your body.
The thing that's happened to me is that I've gained muscle.
Yeah, you have.
But the fat, and here's the thing, I have lost inches, which is great. But I still got a long ways to go. So I really wasn't expecting to win. I really wasn't.
Yeah.
But
our table was tense, man.
Guys,
but
everybody else was just chill. And then it was like,
and he said, winner, it's Dex.
We lost our mind. We started going, Dex, 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 Dex. We got the place like, my favorite was because they announced the other categories and it was like, and the winner for blah, blah, blah is Sam. You know, and then it was like,
well done.
Sam couldn't be here.
Love your emails.
Okay, cool. All right.
I do appreciate it.
And the winner for da, 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 da Miriam.
Miriam. She's cool, so cool. She's beautiful. Wonderful.
And winner for measurements for men. Dead! Yeah! Yeah! Like, I ripped my shirt open. Yeah. Like, we were just,
Man.
I threw my shot glass, and then it was like, wait, I shouldn't have that here. Staff Christmas party.
It was fun.
It was amazing.
So I prepared a speech. I would like to thank my wife and children for supporting me in this fitness journey. I'd also like to thank Teo and Steve-O for always encouraging me to get my butt to the gym and not to turn left.
Get your butt.
To go home.
Yeah, that's Dex's code for when he's not going to show up. Yeah. I turned left.
Yeah. And it's going to be...
No, you're... Hey. You're going to be at the gym, dog.
Oh, I know.
Everybody's saying, now they're going to quit going to the gym.
See, somebody literally just chimed in and said, now you don't have to work out since Sayo's leaving.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
That is a bright spot in my day, friend.
But I will say, Steve-O, I'm going to need you.
Oh, I'm here for you,
because
man.
Because Teo has always been that the beacon.
You just have to make it. Here's what happened. Because back in the day, he had to really push me, too. And I failed, and I just was like, and I just finally gave up. But here now, since we've been at
here
Bear Canyon,
now.
I think the people, I think everything around it, it's like a community. And it once it became a routine, now it's just a thing.
Yeah. You just
like there's
get
no,
into it.
Yeah, you just got to make a commitment. You know, like today we're going 11:30.
Yeah,
we're going
exactly. No, I can't.
Yes,
yeah. I actually have a dentist appointment with my son.
Cancel the dentist.
I'm dead serious. It's at 12:30.
No,
I'm going.
Look me in the.
I swear, but I am going. You can see text messages. My wife and I are planning to go at 3:30.
Okay.
So I'm going later.
Hey.
Promise you.
I want, because sometimes I'll post photos from different classes.
I will.
I'm going to tell them, I need you to post a photo of Dex at the
I will say, if I don't go, I'll do 100 burpees for you the next time we go to the
gym. Stuff. Tomorrow
Dex,
on the show.
Promise
okay,
that
fine.
Stuff.
I'll do it tomorrow on the show
okay.
If I don't go.
He said it.
All right, fine.
Teo, he said it.
That'll hold me accountable.
Tarn on.
So yeah, let me look at my notes here.
You didn't blast the party horn for your big announcement.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like you a little missed it.
Dex won the finish!
And hopefully we've inspired a few of you out there to, in the new year. I mean, it's almost 2017. And what do people do when a new year kicks off?
Tweet.
No, they go to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
They all have these health goals, and they want to lose the weight, and they want to be healthy for their family.
Give me your goals, dog.
So we want to encourage you guys in the new year to keep going, and you got to start somewhere, because over and over in my head for years, it's, I'll do it tomorrow. You know what? I'll do it. It's just not right now, you know? I'm just going to have one more bad meal, and then tomorrow I'll start. That's what... Fat people,
get it out.
Unhealthy
there.
People say constantly, and it's, you just got to start.
Yep,
just start somewhere. So, let us know if we can encourage you in any way, and any information you guys need about, working out. Let us know 585 live. You can text in or 338-3700. It's been a sad morning because the announcement Teo's leaving the show. His last day is on Friday, but it's so cool that. He gets to say goodbye. Not a lot of radio people get to do that.
It's going to be a sad week. But here's the deal, guys. All season long, we've been waiting for Daryl and Rick to finally be reunited.
Come
and
on.
The end of the fall finale when they embraced and they cried.
Yes.
It's going to be like when Teo and I reunite someday, because he's Daryl, obviously, and I'm very much Rick. Let's be real. I'm irrational, kind of crazy.
Carl.
You can't really, gauge my methods. Sadly, Dex was Abraham, so
Dex. Just,
that's true.
Yeah, just the big guy.
We do look a lot alike. Very strong.
Who would you be?
I'm thinking about that. I would be Carol.
I know you
Carol.
Would not be Carol. You were obviously Daryl.
I feel like I'd be King Ezekiel. Honestly.
You are not King Ezekiel. You're Daryl.
Yeah,
I'm clearly Rick. And Brody is Carl.
No, what?
He's crazy.
I don't even know what show you guys are talking about.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. What's up, guys?
Hey.
It's Derek, man. How
hey, Derek.
What's up, dude?
What's up? Mateo, what the heck, bro? Where are you going?
Man, I'm going to Nashville.
Man,
he really is.
Hey, man, really, I wanted to say, man, it's been such an honor and a pleasure to hear you on the radio, man.
Appreciate
you,
it.
you adding to the station, dude, was like one of the best things that they could have ever done. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, it's awesome and incredible with Steve-O and Dex now and there. Like, everything's like amazing still, but it's like, dude, you like, man, you were like really like one of the best things to look forward to too, man. So I just, you know, I wish you a blessed,
appreciate you, Derek,
happy financial journey.
Thank you, man. Thanks,
that
Derek.
You have that. Yeah. Hey, what? So what's up with the CrossFit, bro? Like, what? It's bear camp.
Well, you get me.
We can give information. Well, we happen to go to Bear Canyon CrossFit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is located on Osuna in between Eubank and, yeah.
There you go.
We can be informational.
You guys text us if you want that information.
Yeah.
You know, because we are non-com, so it's hard for us to.
No, I've been here longer than both of you.
But you know,
as long as we're being we're not allowed to promote something.
I know.
We're not promoting anything. We are literally giving information.
See, now we are. See, now we just turned into a commercial.
Oh my gosh, you were so dumb.
A commercial.
Don't say that again. I'm going to punch you every
time.
Derek,
we go to
down.
Bear Canyon CrossFit. Thanks, man.
He's gone.
What if he says it's awesome after that?
What if he says it?
He just said, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome that we are bettering ourselves and working out. That is awesome.
I think we're breaking rules.
You're an idiot.
I don't know. Guys, I can't.
Dex, how are we going to work?
Where's
how are we going to work well together
if
you don't just follow
Where's
my directions
Daniel,
to the T?
You know what? I bet you anything we're going to get in trouble when
listen,
I get a break.
Listen, here's the thing. We can't get old and cranky like you and Buck did because you guys inevitably got fired because you just got so bitter and negative.
Okay, that's not true.
Okay, so I have to be the
true.
Positive
Buck and
one.
I have a great relationship. We did have a great relationship.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
sure.
We lasted 15 years together, mm-hmm, so I think things were pretty pretty okay.
Yeah, cool.
Answer the phone, please.
All right, cool.
Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Oh,
yeah!
Dude. Pool boy, I know you don't have Facebook, so I've been waiting on you.
Bro.
I know.
Oh, no. Don't you do this to me.
If you do it, I'm not going to cry.
Adrian, I'm using your real name. Adrian, don't you do this to me, bro.
It's sad, but it's more like of a happy.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
It's
bittersweet
it's right
is the
on,
best thing.
Man, because you're stepping up, and you're a dad now. You're not the young, handsome four that you once were.
I know, but now I'm just the older, handsome. That
no, but
thing.
I remember when you first started, you had your long hair.
Oh yeah. I forgot.
I mean,
that.
I've been listening to this station forever, man, and it kind of sucks because I just gave money to you guys.
Nope.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Hey, Dex and I aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, gave money to these guys. I mean, you fed a kid in Uganda for a month.
Yeah, thanks, pool boy.
A child in Uganda is going to be fed for a month, and Dex and I now are going to step up hard, bro.
Hey,
2017 is going to be amazing. We've already been seriously planning and working, and the Morning Invasion is not going anywhere.
Not anywhere.
I haven't signed my contract.
I promise. What? I signed. I thought we agreed we were going to sign together.
Yeah, man.
Guy had a really
guys,
nice
I mean, this is going to... You guys are like my church, man, because I don't go to church.
You need to go to church.
Hey, well, you need to get your butt in church.
You need to go to church.
You need to get butt in
no,
church.
No, you guys are my
Stop
church.
Oh, my God. That,
this is
that's a
poor
thing.
Standard for church,
that is a
pool
scary
boy.
Thing, and you should
no,
know.
No, it's not, Dad.
No, it's
you guys
not.
Are you guys are the Trinity.
Okay. I'm hanging
now,
up now.
Well,
this
now
is
it's a
not
cult.
Okay.
Is, see, and Teo is like Jesus, because he has to leave so that the Holy Spirit can, what? No?
We have about 20 seconds.
We've gone full cult.
All right, hey, Teo. Okay, I love you, man.
Love you too,
man. I wish the best for you, dude. And, man, just do what you got to do, man.
Appreciate it, buddy. Love you.
Hey, love you, pool boy.
All right, man.
All right.
Love you, guys. Buddy.
Hey guys, we're
I'm
not
so
going
glad,
anywhere.
I'm so glad I got to meet him.
Me too.
Gosh.
He's a really good dude.
He's my brother from another mother.
It is very, very sad. Hey, I'm losing one of my best friends in real life here, you know?
I know.
And
you talk about it constantly.
I'm just saying, like, it's going to be okay. The Morning Invasion is still going to rule and reign in 2017.
My contract,
you are going to sign that contract. It's going to be phenomenal.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Attention station employees. The winner of this year's Calvary Fitness Challenge is Dex Toth. What? Dex Toth?
Can somebody please check to see if this is true?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Good morning.
Dex, you won.
Hell.
You won.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was me and three other people. But you know what? Yeah, I won.
You won, dog. You did it.
Once bitter,
welcome to the show. Gosh, I love Christmas music this year.
This is awesome.
This is the XX. Have you jumped in and listened to these guys? Because they are one of my favorite artists right now.
That's legit, man. I like it.
The XX. 808, good morning.
High today of 60 degrees.
How are the roads?
We got a couple accidents to report. We've got an accident golf course road at Taylor Ranch Road. So look out for that this morning. A lot of congestion around the Cottonwood Mall area. And I got to give a quick traffic update in Las Cruces. As always, I-25 traffic is backed up from the Loman exit to the Main Street exit. Loman Avenue, slowing down to a crawl from Telscher Boulevard to Solano Avenue. The new traffic lights are up on Sonoma Ranch and Loman intersection, but flashing red. It's a four-way stop, guys. Treat it like a four-way stop. Calm down. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up at 8:40, Rick Dees from the Weekly Top 40 going to be on the program.
Who?
Yeah, I'm blown away that Steve-O has no idea who Rick Dees is.
I've never heard him either, buddy.
Yeah, but when I played you the audio, come on.
I've never heard him. Steve-O's heard him. He heard the audio. I've never heard him.
I mean, I remember, like, something.
I remember Casey Kasem kid.
I was just about to say, I remember going, this isn't Casey Kasem.
Yeah, I mean, it was Casey Kasem and Rick Dees. Those were the two big national weekend top 40 guys.
I think I'm going to ask him about his knife fight with Casey Kasem.
With Casey Kasem.
You think I'm joking? Actually, you probably don't. Because I really am going to ask him that.
If you are in the same boat as these two hooligans over
it's
here.
It's a good boat. It's a yacht.
This is Rick Dees. I pulled up some old school stuff. This is when I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay. 1957.
1996.
Blues Traveler, and I'm being insincere. In fact, I don't mean any of this. That's not what I'm supposed to. That's what they say in the song.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Ooh, that was a close one. Up three to number 16, Hook on the countdown. John Popper, this big unit on lead vocals.
You guys remember this guy?
Has traced his family tree back to the 17th century, where there were a bunch of fatties.
What? Did it again. Man, you can do anything in the 90s.
A lot of calls have come in about Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
Turn it off.
From the album Feel, which took exactly 2 years, 3 months, 1 week, and 2 days to record. It's a long time. Don't Cry, rushing ahead three from last week, number 14 on the countdown. LL Cool J and Boys to Men, Share Together, number 13. Hey, Lover.
Oh, whoa, that's a jam.
Wait, can't play that.
He's on the weekly top 40.
I have no idea.
Back
what's
into the
right
top
now.
10.
You really don't remember Rick Dees?
Madonna.
Steve-O.
Common with Booty and the Blow.
Seriously? You really don't remember Rick Dees?
No, dude.
Did they not have Rick Dees here?
Dude.
I'm sure they did. But it sounds like that was Daniel's inspiration.
Oh, gosh.
Where is it?
So, Daniel in real life, he's like, hey, guys, how's it going? Da, 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 da. It's Star 88. Hey, everyone. I'm like, stop it.
Right, Dan.
It's not your real voice.
He's a radio guy, dude.
Ugh.
Guys, I can't even make fun of that because when I first got into radio, I was that
guy. He was the DJ that interviewed Richie Valens in La Bamba. Of course I know who Rick Dees is.
Ba-boo-ba-boo-ba!
You're mocking me and Rick Dees.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
He really did interview Richie Valens in La Bamba, the movie.
Yeah.
You should never mock Dees, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, it feels good. Yeah. Instant request.
Oh, that's
and 102.7 Kiss FM and 1150 AM in stereo. Kiss AM. Everybody's favorite top 40 DJ.
Turn that off right now.
Your bladder splatter. Your spleen come clean. And, of course, it's early in the morning. It's dark. I've had too much coffee and too much caffeine.
That's how they talked back in 1985.
I'm okay. I'm sorry. Hacienda Heights wanted that.
This is
also
killing me.
La Puente.
La
Puente.
Okay, time travel back to the 80s. Wasn't radio just perfect back then?
Was it?
Because
no,
you had You had guys on the radio like that, these legends. I mean,
we're
way
better than
it was
him. The Vicksburgs in Pittsburgh.
We are completely different than it was back in the day.
No.
Completely? Really?
No, we're better.
Okay.
You know why? They lent to that facade that, of life, right? That's like the problem in the church and with everybody because they're like, I don't know how to feel because sometimes I'm just broken and life is hard. And we're like, no, it's all roses and everything's great. All right, here's Seal. No.
Yes.
Rick Dees had a cameo on La Bamba. He was the DJ that interviewed Richie Valens.
Of course
I hate everything. I just said that like 2 minutes ago.
You did.
I'm sorry. Hacienda Heights wanted that, and also La Puente. That's for you. I'm
please?
Just sorry.
Okay.
Just,
stop. Stop it. Gosh.
He was making that voice on purpose.
Yeah, dude.
That's how they talked back in the day.
Out of the box. Get back in that box. All right. That's what everybody wants. Welcome to the Morning Invasion, everybody. Dex prefers terrible radio like this, hoping to talk like this for the rest of the day.
That's how
all right,
it was.
This is how the Morning Invasion is going to be once our good friend Tay was gone.
T.O.
We'll be sad to see him go, but in the meantime, here's Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Okay. That's like a virgin. Guys, that's how we all talk. Even me back in the 90s, that's how I talked in radio.
Let's play a clip.
You want to play a clip of me back in the 90s?
Let's do it.
This is 1999.
97.5. KPKX, The Peak. That was Santana featuring Rob Thomas. Smooth. Got some great things headed your way coming up right now on The Joe Show. Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Scar Tissue, on 97.5, The Peak.
Wait.
Sound like Rick Dees.
Living at the mini mile.
Say bye, yeah, my man.
It's changed a little bit. Yeah.
It's Lynn. This song is dedicated to my boy Andy.
On the Joe Show.
It was called The Joe Show?
Yeah.
This is tragic,
dude. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Joe. This is The Joe Show.
Okay.
Hey, will you pause it real quick? Just pause it real
quick. Counting down some of your favorite alternative music. Let's jump right back into it.
That's what you
did. Here's Blink 182 and their very latest, All the Small Things.
It just sounded so crisp.
On KPKX, The Peak.
Oh! That's how we did it back in the day. It sounded just like Rick Dees.
Magical. Hey, can I show you something real quick?
Yes.
Speaking of sounding like things,
yes.
The beginning, my buddy Andy that plays guitar over at Sagebrush, he showed me this on Sunday. He was like, dude, the guy at the beginning of this song sounds like you.
Me?
Me.
Oh.
And I listened to it, and he really does.
All right.
So check this out.
The guy from Len, Steal My Sunshine?
Gosh, I hope this is it.
Maybe it is you. Maybe it's one.
Get off of that, you weirdo. I'm watching the video. Listen. Okay.
Any minute now.
Man, this better not be a radio edit. Don't be a radio edit.
I was lying.
Dang it. Yeah. So on the actual audio of the song, there are people talking there.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of the guys, seriously, it sounds like me.
Man.
It sounds just like me.
Man.
And I think it was me. Man. And I don't know how to feel.
Well, you know, I mean, let's just say I was Jay Sekulo. And you would have pulled something like that on Jay Sekulo's show. How do you think he would have handled that?
I would have gotten
situation?
Fired. So you should fire me right now. Can't fire you.
Tell
you're
fired. Oh.
You fly.
That's right.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Okay, come on, money. Get out of here.
Behind the music. The beginning of the video, we're on the plane.
Guys, Rick
Dexter,
Dees.
You sounded
what?
So...
Dude. Professional?
You sounded bad, dude.
Professional?
Yeah. I promise you guys, I will maintain the integrity of the Morning Invasion. Even in Teo's absence.
Damn.
We will never turn to the dark side of terrible... phony radio.
That's how all the radio guys talk back then.
That's not how all the radio guys talk.
That was 1999.
I have somehow maintained a radio career for like 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to hear some of you. Maybe you could bring in some of your air checks.
I wonder if I could find some of those.
Chip has some of ours logged away.
Yeah. I will say this. I've always, if anything, it was worse because it was more like, dude, what's up? It's M88. What up, bro? I'm more bro-like that I sound less radio-like. Uh-huh. I'm serious, bro. Yeah, it was probably like
all right, that. Hang on. We do it again?
Okay.
I got to show you guys this because it's weird. Yeah. And I think it was me in a parallel universe.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll do it.
Did
you
really find it?
I think I did. It says album version.
Hey, can you give us an intro, Smooth Dex?
Here we go.
Nothing is happening. All right. The video's not loaded. Did the internet go down?
No. Man, this is really embarrassing.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
It's a good thing he's leaving on Friday.
Cut and move. Cut and move.
Maybe we should do this during break and find it.
No, I mean, it's good. I mean, this is why. Lack of professionalism.
Yeah, it's true. It's one thing I'm going to miss is, you know.
Sorry, guys. My internet
the constant
has
derailment
failed.
Of the show. And it's fine. It's okay.
I'm embarrassed. I've embarrassed myself. And I can't get it to work.
It's all right. Rick Dees will be on the show at 8:40. I booked the interview because I'm really excited. I grew up in a small town of Montana, and we had one station, and it was a top 40 station, and he was the weekly top 40 guy. And he's going to be counting down the weekly top 40 desserts at 8:40, and I'm really a fan of desserts, as you know. And so I thought this would go great with
that's
the show.
That's why you want to do this?
Yeah,
well, oh, man.
The desserts?
Yeah.
Hey, to everybody chiming in on the live line, asking if Teo's really leaving and whether or not they can apply. Yes, Teo's really leaving. No, do not even try. You will never replace him.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not a replace
There will never be a third. That chair will remain empty for the rest of our radio career. I'm staying at this mic.
What about Tam?
No!
Tam has to go to her mic.
Mic 4! No one will ever be on mic 2! Executive decision.
Have you guys seen Black Mirror yet?
No,
I've heard
dude. It's really
what?
Good.
No, gosh, no.
I haven't seen it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I'm thinking of Black Swan, which I've also never seen. What's Black Mirror?
So Black Mirror is a show on. It's a BBC show and it's on Netflix. The first 3 seasons.
Uh-huh.
And
wait, 3 seasons? Stop.
Hold
just
on.
Stop.
Hold on.
No, I don't have time
stop.
For another show.
BBC shows are different. The first season, there's 4 episodes.
Yeah, it's like Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you
they're
have
like
time.
Movies
and they're like an hour long.
I don't have time.
To watch 3 hours. It's 3 hours for the first.
No.
4 hours for the first season.
Starting Monday. I'm going to be like double working.
Hey, yeah. When is this
I'm
going
to do everything
it?
I used to do and everything Teo used to do. It's going to take at least 27 hours a week, okay? I'm going to be very busy here.
Get out of here.
Very busy. When is he calling us? 8:40?
8:40. Anyways.
Is this him? I'm answering the phone.
Okay. I had a story to share.
Nah, that's
never
cool.
Mind. Okay.
Brought it up.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Hey, Starmy.
Good morning. Hi, I'm calling about the job opening on the morning show.
Yes. Cool, man. What are your qualifications?
I used to be a morning show producer once upon a time.
Is this Dougie Doug? I love you.
How are you guys doing?
Doug!
Yeah!
Okay, I will say this, Doug.
Doug
I was
can
really
have
hoping...
it. Doug can jump on in.
Yeah, I was hoping for this phone call.
Say,
you are far superior to Teo.
Bring it on, Dougie Doug!
Be okay with Doug.
I will accept this.
I don't know about that.
Accept
Doug's a great
this
producer.
As your application and as your interview. Can you start Monday?
Which kid was that, Doug?
That's Charlotte. She's sitting here next to me.
No!
Giving
her
hot cakes into the phone.
Here's the crazy thing. A little known fact. He named Charlotte after Good Charlotte because that is his favorite band of all time.
You need to come into studio and punch him.
So, Doug.
I do.
Doug,
I do.
Our boy Teo is leaving. His last day is on Friday.
Oh, I don't want to do this with Dougie, man. I really can't.
Doug used to be on the show with these two for how long?
Gosh.
About a year and a half?
Yeah.
A
year
and a half?
Our
man, we had so much
producer.
Fun. Doug, I will never forget. We were talking about something Doug used to do birthdays, and somebody was having a birthday, or it was an anniversary. It was some random fact about the electric chair, and Doug played the electric slide in the background,
dude.
And it was one of the funniest things I've ever been a part of.
Yeah,
because no, he did it all himself.
Yeah,
and he's talking, he's reading off some facts, and like in the background, it's going the electric slide.
It's electric.
Yeah,
it's electric.
Going, it's electric. And then and he says that, and we're like, Doug, you can't play the electric slide in the background, and he goes. Why not? It's electric.
And that was the...
Oh, yeah. Man.
Gosh, that was funny.
That's
it was an electrifying segment.
Yes!
What can
I say? Gosh. Dougie,
I,
you go ahead.
I can't believe, like, Shannon and I were sitting here, like, 2 weeks ago watching Anthony Bourdain in Nashville, and we were like, this is such a cool, hip town, mm-hmm. and he's just walking along, and there's all these bands everywhere, and he's talking to all these musicians. We were like, man, that's such a Tao town to live in. Like, why does he live here and not Nashville? Oh. And then now you're going back.
Oh, man.
So it's your fault.
No, it's not Doug's fault.
We jinxed it.
Hold on. I'm writing this down. I've got to find other people to resent so that I don't lose my best friend.
Man, Doug, I'm so glad I got to work with you. For real. I'm probably not going to get to see you before I move, so I'm just going to say it. I'm so glad I got to work with you.
The last time you saw me here in Albuquerque will be me running a red light on 2nd Street after the Thrice concert.
Oh, good. Wow.
It was awesome. Doug goes, yeah. I texted him. I was like, you just ran a red light. Yeah. It was great.
I was totally looking at the stoplight ahead. Yeah. It was like right underneath the freeway, and I was not looking at the one in front. I was looking at the one ahead, and it was great.
Man, that was a good show to go see, too.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal show.
But I'm so glad we got to work together, man. You're awesome.
Yeah, Dougie.
I had to call and just say that Albuquerque's a better place for having Tao lived here for the last couple of years.
I appreciate that. I don't think that's true, but I appreciate it.
And we will miss you, and I was going to tell you good luck, but you don't need it, and I'm going to tell it to Steve-O instead. Good luck, because I know he's going to need it without you being
here. Thank you. Yeah. I do. Jason Mills, pastor at Calvary Knob Hill, has already asked if he needed to come in studio to be near me to help.
He's
like,
a wreck, Doug.
Pray, and
he's a mess.
I'm okay on air because I know I have to get through. But the second the mics are cold, I just cry.
Man, I gotta tell you this too,
Doug. Cry.
I was so nervous about sending my resume to a radio production thing, and all honesty, I recalled when you did it, and you were like, "I'm just gonna go for it," and that totally. I was like, I'm going to do what Doug
Okay, number so two on the fault. List, Doug. Okay, number one was Doug.
Doug.
Number two,
guys,
Doug.
He's inspiring.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Sorry. Stop talking after
I never would have done it if it wasn't for Doug.
Number three, Doug.
Anyway.
Hey, Doug, how is it over at my old stomping grounds? Everything okay over there?
It's not
Are they
bad.
In need Quiet. Of a hilarious morning show duo? I'm just kidding.
Well, there's about 5 stations over there that don't have morning shows.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Isn't that tragic?
That's very true.
It's another reason why I love our station, man.
Yeah, that's true. So.
It is. Yeah.
Good to talk to you, buddy.
Say hello to everybody for me.
I will. You guys take care. And
love you, Dougie.
We'll be praying for you.
Thank you, man.
No problem.
All right. Dude, when Tao posted this last night on his Facebook page, I'm not even kidding. His phone blew up with people from Nashville like, yeah, coming home, and people from Albuquerque like, sad. And my phone seriously blew up from people that I don't even, like, some people I don't even, like, talk to regularly who are just like, it was like somebody died. Like, dude, I just got the news. I am praying for you. So, like, it was like comforting, and yet it was also like, man.
Yeah.
I'm a grown up. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Not even a little. God is removing my voice from me.
Whoa.
And now my friend from
me. Yeah. That's the scariest part of this.
We are.
You're leaving Tao, and he's losing his voice. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Just wait.
The best part is, give me that fist bump right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Who won the fitness challenge?
I did!
Party horn?
Party horn. Knew that was coming. I was waiting for it. No, in real life, guys, pray for the morning invasion. Pray for us because, honestly, I'm supposed to take 2 weeks strict vocal rest.
Yeah.
And then Tao stole my thunder, and he's leaving first. So it's like,
can't do that.
How do we do this? Do we?
Well, it is Christmas
time. Need
to
take some time off for Christmas and shut up over
Buck
the holidays?
Buck and I used to take off from the 15th all the way to the 3rd.
Well, Monday is, I mean...
Gosh, you guys are living in the 90s.
Last 2 weeks of the year.
You know, they'd have to pay me, too.
What better way to terrify the Starmie than to let Tao leave on Friday and then starting Monday for a few weeks have nothing but best-ups?
That's true.
Just shake it up.
That's true.
Shake it up. Just gotta... No, guys, Dexter and I are very committed to the morning invasion, and I'm excited for 2017. I'm waiting for Dexter to actually get that contract in.
I can't say that.
I've been staring at mine, just waiting for Chip to come through with all of the monies, but we'll see.
We'll see. All right, we have to take a break. If you'd like to chime in, 585 Live. Be praying for Tao and his family. They're taking off back to Nashville. He starts work on Monday. Got a really good job working for the ACL.
Jay.
Jay. YDL.
And, the ACLU, man.
Working for the NAACP.
Yeah. Caucasian.
So we're going to miss him, but man, you're going to do great things, and I'm glad I got to do this show with you for a year.
I'm glad I did. I'm glad I got to be a part of the show.
Coming up next, a legend in radio, Rick Dees, will be on the show to talk desserts. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Alan Thicke has died of an apparent heart attack. The Canadian actor is also the father of singer Robin Thicke. Alan Thicke was 69 years old.
The president-elect picking ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State.
Critics argue his close ties to Russia and his president, Vladimir Putin, could pose a conflict of interest. Supporters, though, including former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, say Tillerson is the right man for the job.
Today's meetings included Microsoft's Bill Gates and Kanye West.
Dictator Bashar al-Assad gets his biggest victory in that country's blood-soaked civil war. Rebels in Aleppo, divided since 2012, effectively surrendered.
President Obama added his signature to the 21st Century Cures Act. The measure provides billions of dollars for medical research and treatment.
And I'm confident that it will lead to better years and better lives for millions of Americans.
Federal prosecutors making the case against Dylan Roof showed the jury surveillance imagery of Roof walking into the church where he shot and killed nine people.
On Wall Street, stocks pushed higher toward the symbolic 20,000 mark, the Dow gaining 114 points to close at 19,911.
Hello, Starmie. Dex and Steve-O.
Yep. Oh, get used to it, guys.
No.
Why not?
Well, because I don't want it to just be us, but that's reality.
The great theologian Bob Marley once said that every little ting gonna be all right. So don't worry about a ting. Woke up this morning, sing it with me. Smile at the rising sun. Three little birds, except there's only two because Tao is leaving. So there's only two little birds. Beside my doorstep.
Oh, my best friend is calling.
Sweet songs. Melodies pure and true.
What?
Dex,
you know,
sing it with me.
My best friend is just calling me right now on my cell phone. And you know what? I'm glad he did, because that reminds me, he's moving back in January.
Wait, is that real?
That's real. My best friend's moving back.
You're not
going
to try and, like, force him onto our show, right? Can we talk about these things before you, like, just make decisions?
Well, I wasn't going to say, but he's our third.
No!
He's our third.
You remember when we started the Morning Invasion and people were losing their minds because they didn't think it was going to be nearly as good as Team Awesome Morning Party with just Tao and I?
Yeah, that's true.
And this last year has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think 2017 is going to come back and surprise people.
You think?
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's,
we got this.
Well, that's true. Everybody on the live line saying that Teo's the funny one. So.
Yeah, I know. Somebody just said, I'm having PTSD from Dex getting fired. My radio hosts keep leaving. But the good news is Dexter and I are not leaving.
Yeah.
As soon as Dex signs that contract. I mean, technically, I haven't signed either, but I'm like, I was assuming that you were, so I was planning on signing
today.
This
amateur over here is like, okay, well, I'll sign it. I'm like, stop! Don't you sign anything yet! You got to get our attorney to look over it. We got to make sure that everything's, you know, up to par. And
yeah.
That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
But speaking of radio, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Rick Dees from the Weekly Top 40, going to be on the show.
Dude, I can't wait to talk to him. Huge fan. He was the voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. So that's what I heard, right?
You
so
know what?
I'll talk
actually,
to him.
I think you're right, actually.
Well, no, that was Casey Kasem. Yeah. Gosh, I really am going to have to step up, guys, when Tao leaves. Just fact-check everything to make sure that real things are said here.
He's been captivating millions with his quick-witted style. His familiar voice and characters have made a mark on American radio and television. Yeah, that's true.
Number one voice for women aged 49 to 93.
Oh, yes. It's Rick Dees.
Blues traveler, and I'm being insincere. In fact, I don't mean any of this. That's not what I'm supposed to. That's what they say in the song.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Ooh, that was a close one.
I still can't believe that you've never heard Rick Dees.
I'm sure I did in the dentist office somewhere.
Probably
it's like him, John Tesh, Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Well, he's got the all-time top 40 greatest desserts, and he'll be calling us any
if
minute.
Pumpkin
now.
Pie isn't number one. I'm letting him. We're hanging up early. He's fired.
Nope, it's not on the list.
Wait, what?
Nope, it's not.
I don't even want to talk to him.
Well, then I.
What's
will.
Number one? Is he allowed to just tell us? Like, I know. Is this going to be like a 3-hour interview?
$54.95 for the book.
Oh, gosh.
$54.95.
What if he's like, all right, we're going to start with number 40.
Okay, here's what. Now, let's try.
Is this him?
Hold on. Don't.
Okay.
This is what I want to do.
Okay.
Okay, we don't bring up the desserts.
Okay, because that's what he's calling to talk about is his
let's
new
see
book.
How long it takes to him radio. To actually bring up the desserts. Okay?
I'm game. Are you ready?
Right, okay. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Carl, we got some sad news, bro, and I'm so glad.
What's that?
Teo just announced that he's leaving the show Friday. It's going to be his last day.
What?
I know. And he's not even in here right now because he's, like, busy, like, getting details because he's moving to Tennessee like a jerk.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. Well, Rick Dees will have to give him his goodbye, but he's not even there.
He's, like, in the other room talking to the new bosses and all that stuff. Like,
jeez. All right. Well, this is such bad news. I'm heartbroken.
You want to move to New Mexico and be our third? Because I feel like only you could replace him.
Is that a job offer?
I mean,
hold the phone.
Saying, we'll give you at least $12,000 every
job
few
in
years.
Mexico. Yeah. I'm serious. These guys.
This is real.
Dex and Steve-O here in Albuquerque. Their partner Teo is leaving.
His last day is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, heck, you know, I don't know. What's the temperature like out there this time of year? Because right now it's 25 degrees here in
New
York.
It is 60 degrees in Albuquerque today. So here's the thing, Carl.
It's 60 degrees.
Okay. See, Carl's our longtime friend. He's got a great radio voice. Rick, you have a phenomenal radio voice. So we figured for this 10 minutes, maybe you guys could vie for the replacement for Teo because we don't know what to do. So who wants
right.
it more? Who
You're
wants
pitting
it more?
Me against Rick Dees? Come on.
Well, Rick Dees is kind of old, you know,
not like me. You must
He's
not like me.
You
very
mean
much.
Legendary?
I don't think Rick is going to leave.
I'm not old. You're only as old as the picture that is airbrushed.
There you go. There you go. Exactly.
I love it.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. Oh,
welcome
gosh.
To the show, man.
Yeah, Rick, I, of course, I'm sure you hear this all the time. I mean, I grew up listening to you.
He's freaking out.
I'm sure every...
Oh, thank you so much.
Every radio person...
Introduce me to everybody on the show so I can send them, a new car.
Oh, there, see? Oh, I love this.
Oh, okay.
My name is Steve-O.
he already got a new car.
I'm in my 30s.
My name's Dex, and I'm the one who listened to you. He's never even heard you.
No, that's a lie, man. Top 40, are you kidding me?
Get out of here.
That was my life. So, you and old Casey, man. How many times did you guys get into knife fights? Like, who won those battles?
Casey, this is interesting. Just before he died, he slashed my tires.
I knew it!
You know what?
Interesting point. Casey Kasem and I were very good friends.
Mm.
And he did his show about 20 feet away from where I did my show.
No way!
No kidding. I had no idea.
That is so awesome.
So he'd come out, he'd be on the way to the restroom, I'd say, what's going on, Casey? He'd say, Rick, I'm up, down, 2-3/4.
you know, I
can
imagine.
He got about 40 feet away, and I said, what's up now? He said, I'm doing a long-distance dedication.
Was it great?
That's
I mean,
amazing.
Having that competitive edge, you know, obviously, somebody to sharpen you and grow you as a radio personality?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. Now we have the longest running, continuously running hit music countdown. We're all over the world. Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, I heard you in Korea last week. And so we're 70 million people, and it's so much fun to do because, you know, the music always changes.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
What's it like? Is Ryan Seacrest now right next door to you?
Is he the new rival?
Is he the
new blood?
No, I don't. It's funny. I don't know him. I've met him three times, and I wish him the absolute best. I don't know where he does his show, but I'm lucky enough now to do ours probably, of course, we do it every day, but we have our own studio complex, and it's known as D's Entertainment.
Dude.
So it's fun to have your own studio.
I got to say, I mean, over the years, obviously, you have counted down top 40 songs throughout history. I think Moses, you know, came down and it was like he gave some he gave a top 10 list, or was that Abraham? That was Isaiah. It was Ezekiel. And so you've been rocking your top 40 for some years. Over the years, has there been that one song where you're like, this is my favorite number one?
Well, in Moses' case, what he would do is he would come on, he'd say, coming up next, number one, the burning bush.
That was good, Rick.
That was really good.
That was good.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
And in my case, you know, the music changes like this week, you know, it's like Taylor Swift's 27th birthday. This week, I say, wait a minute, how did Kanye West go from the psych ward to the top of Trump Tower in 36 hours, and did he dye his hair on the plane? So, I mean, it's so dynamic. The people change, the music changes. It's just, you know, like you've got the voice on, you're saying, wow, sunshine, head.
Right.
He almost didn't make it. Somebody slammed the door on his beard. No. It was just incredible stuff.
Man.
Well, now, we're talking with Rick Dees. He's the legend.
The legend.
And I would hate myself if I didn't ask you, I mean, what is that one piece of advice to this day that you live by with radio that maybe you give to other entrepreneurs?
He really wants to be just like you.
Yeah,
which...
You're definitely one of my idols in radio. I mean, it's true.
All right, Dax, Steve, I'm going to give it to you. I've only given this to a few people. So please, record this and play it back. Because in radio, this is so important. As you get up every day and do your show and entertain all of Albuquerque and beyond, we're at 60 degrees right now.
There you go.
Listen, it's really not about the money.
Amen.
It's about the amount.
This is why Teo's leaving, because he got a much better job in Nashville.
I was really waiting for this nugget of wisdom.
Like, $50 an hour?
I was glued to
Dex is destroyed.
Oh, my God.
He was expecting that nugget to get us through 2017.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that wisdom from Rick Dees. And,
I thought it was going to be like, you know, being real, being authentic. Both of us in here, you know, professing Christians, believers in Jesus. And I'll tell you one thing. It's always trying to be that servant and bring joy and hope and compassion to lives every day. You know?
I will say this, though. It's funny. You're talking about this. I remember distinctly I had a song called Disco Duck, and I came out, this will just take a second, but it's a great story.
Yeah, man.
I came out to California from Memphis, Tennessee, flew over New Mexico and landed in L.A., and I went and recorded and actually had a great time on a show called American Bandstand. Afterwards, I saw this girl out in the hall. She was getting ready to go on, and she does impressions and all, and I asked the agent, I said, who is that? He said, that's Julie McWhirter. Don't go there. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, she's kind of old-fashioned. And I said, well, that's okay. So I asked her out. She wouldn't go out. Then I came back to L.A., asked her out again, and she said, well, okay, but I'm performing my comedy show, The Improv, in Hollywood. You can come by. And afterwards, I asked her to go to dinner. She said, well, listen, before you get into that, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I said, well, that's great. She said, no, I mean, I grew up in Indianapolis, and I'm not just some hit it once, breakaway type of girl.
Right.
I said, that's okay. She said, I don't think you get it, Rick. I'm like a believer. Mm. And I said, well, okay, I am too. And she said, well, no, I don't think you get it. Like back in Indianapolis, I was in a group called Young Life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I lead then.
Wow.
And I said, hey, Julie, in Greensboro, North Carolina, I was the president of Young Life.
Wow.
And we've been married over 30 years.
No way.
Dude,
that is
best story ever.
That's great. That's so cool.
Awesome. I love it. I love the way God works, man.
You know the engine that runs my life.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
That's cool.
Dude, Rick, incredible.
And you know, we don't have a lot of time, and I know you have these desserts. So the top 40 greatest desserts. So please, you got a book, right?
You're so close to the burning bush, you have no idea. These desserts, all 40 of these, are
I started baking as a hobby, and now I've been all over the world with the weekly top 40 and everything, and everywhere I go where there's a great dessert, I said, oh, wow, let me see if I can perfect this recipe. And this book is now out. I'm giving the proceeds this month to the Salvation Army, and we know how they do.
Yeah, man.
So, okay, so go on to Amazon. I promise anyone listening saying, you know what, I connected with that guy for some reason, I hope his book is good, I will promise you it's the greatest dessert book you will ever own. Buy it as a gift. You're going to say, oh my gosh, this is like $50. Yeah, and it goes to the Salvation Army. But let me just say this, it is the greatest dessert book ever, and it really, for example, on page 19, the pie crust, just to show anyone listening who bakes, the perfect pie crust actually has butter and lard, not Crisco, not shortening, but lard. Yes. So you know I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Rick, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Amazing.
I know you got to run, and again, phenomenal.
Merry Christmas. And Dax, Steve, or listen, Taylor, you get that $15 an hour.
We're shooting for it. We are truly those people that believe that God provides, because if He doesn't, who knows? Because we're in ministry here, and that's tough. So yeah,
it is tough. And I want you guys to know you're doing great work, and people are listening. Don't worry, they are.
Amen.
Thank you, Rick.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you for what you've done and
phenomenal.
Continue to do. So thank you.
I'll be back at you. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Bye.
We'll see you.
Gosh, he was the real deal.
You were freaking out.
He was the real deal.
Here's what I want to say. It is no surprise to me when you meet people and you have a chance to interview people who have had a professional career for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, like a sustainable career. It's honestly becoming less and less surprising to me that these people are believers in Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there are those cutthroat crazy, and you hear about the industry and how cut and crazy it is, but those don't last.
Yeah.
You know, those that are servants, those that work with grace and humility and love and mercy and compassion, have those long-standing careers, and you can look at their life as an example of God's word being true and saying, man, I'm going to bless you. If you bless others, if you do this, if you serve, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm
stoked for you right now because he was amazing.
I was trying not to get my hopes up because so many times I've booked an interview with somebody that I've looked up to and then
Kevin Sorboed it.
Yeah, Kevin's a good example, you know? And
yeah.
And so before the interview, Taylor, you weren't in here, but I was
I heard the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. We said, let's not bring up the desserts because I was scared he was going to get on and just want to talk about his dessert
book. He didn't at all. Dude, he was so professional. I don't know, Chip always talks about how tying it into local is like the most.
Yeah.
He was talking about flying from New York to L.A. and he said, or Memphis to L.A. and he said, you know, we flew right over Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah,
it's little stuff like
little stuff.
God,
the,
I was sitting there. And I was like, he is so pro.
Legend.
He just related to everybody in the weirdest way.
And I'm not gonna lie, when I asked him for that nugget of wisdom,
dude, you should have seen his face.
He said, "It's not about the money, it's the amount."
I was waiting for this beautiful
life-breathing nugget.
Yeah. And he just...
It was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
You see, Dexter, that's where the real life is.
That's where it hits, dog.
The most serious thing, the meaning behind it is, it's a joke.
Picture a balloon that just got inflated. That was
Will you answer the phone, Starmie?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, ladies.
Oh,
DJ!
Snap.
DJ!
Oh, man.
From
Hello.
Is the trench down?
Yeah, he's back.
What?
Where have you been?
We were on a break.
Greatest TV show
so
of all time.
So TJ used to listen to us all the time, and then he disappeared a few months ago. He just disappeared.
Yeah, we didn't know where he went. He's been gone. Hey,
we
man.
We're on a break.
We're on a break. I love
back.
That.
We're
you
back
just
on
to the greatest show of all time, so good job you.
Yeah, I just called in to ask if you guys knew what station he was on, because I don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Man, he was so good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's
that was
on,
crazy.
He's
so
on
much
in...
better than you guys.
Did he say he was on in North Korea?
Yeah.
Why was that even possible?
I don't know.
He's on in North Korea.
That's how influential he is.
Unbelievable. You can find him anywhere on any top 40 station on the weekends.
Oh, so not the weekdays?
No.
Between 6 and 10?
You're stuck here, man.
Yeah,
you're
sorry. It's...
Dang it. So when's Michelle coming back to reunite?
You know, last night we had our staff Christmas party, and her husband, Kelly, is like the high school pastor, and I asked her last night that very question. So, hey, Meeshers.
I believe she threw the dessert in Shiva's face.
Because she was like, she was so happy, and I don't know what this means, but she just started singing Justin Timberlake. What goes around, out the way, and back around. Because I don't know if you guys remember, she was replaced by this one dude named Teo. And so I just don't think she'll, no. She got the last laugh. Yeah. I'm crying.
Right.
I'm crying.
Well, I still have you saved to Static Radio, so it only makes sense that she comes back.
There you okay, go. Perfect. Perfect. All we'll right. see what we can do. Yeah. Between everything, if you're looking for a job, we have a third. You can make Teo's wage. It was about $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
So, welcome to ministry. Rolling. So, thank you.
Thanks, Teach.
Good talk.
Goodbye. Right.
Bye, bud.
Goodbye. Yeah, for those of you that are just tuning in, Teo dropped the bomb that he is, his last day is Friday, and he starts a brand new job back in Nashville on Monday.
And for the Starmie who is like, what? Why didn't he? Listen, we didn't even know. Nor did Teo until like a week ago when all the chaos happened.
For real.
Yeah, it is very for real. It has been a whirlwind. We talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. The podcast will be available. But yes, this is.
Yeah.
It's been tough. Very hard.
It's a tough week.
It is tough. And but Steve-O and I, we're still planning on kicking it with you guys in 2017.
I mean, if the money's right.
And we
that's what Rick D said. He said that.
He said it's not about the money, it's the amount. Gosh. So I'm trying to remember that.
I'm going to dedicate my life to pass on that joke in my career.
Yeah.
When people ask me, what can you give me advice? That is my go-to.
It's a great thing to say.
I will pass it on, Rick. I will.
The amount.
Can I just give a shout out to my beautiful bride?
Chriso?
Yeah, she just posted a photo of from the Christmas party last night of the two of us. Because we had so much fun last night, we forgot to take a picture, and everybody else is posting their cool photos from last night's Christmas party. So she just posted a photo that she drew of the two of us.
You're a horrible husband. I mean, I would never do that to my wife, ever. I would never not take a picture.
Where's your photo?
Did you guys take a photo last night?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's weird. Did Leslie post a cute drawing of the two of you because she loves you so much?
She doesn't have social
media. Yeah, no, I'm sure that must be it.
She doesn't have
guys, she doesn't completely resent
people
you.
Keep telling us, too, our website is down.
Yeah.
That stings.
Well, Teo is in charge of the website, so when he goes, we're not going to have a website.
I can't do everything at once.
Yeah. 585 Live. You can text into the show, 585-5483, or you can call us at 338-3700. We'll take a break. We have, we got to get to this letter.
Okay.
About the dead ex-boyfriend.
Oh, gosh.
So hang out. We'll be right back.
Attention, potential broadcasters. This radio station is looking for a morning show. The one we have now sucks, and the management is looking for people who suck less. If you have any experience at all, if you've ever been a professional broadcaster, if you've ever owned a radio, you're qualified. The preferred candidate will have their own professional collection of fart sound effects. Endless personal stories that have no point. Strong opinions on subjects they know nothing about. Bad coffee breath. Endless complaints and demands. Funny dents in their hair due to the wearing of headphones. And above all, lots of radio station t-shirts. So, if you feel this sounds like you, don't bother applying. Simply drive to the station and begin working immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Start your new career today. Radio, it's not just a job. It's a really easy job that our morning show takes for granted.
No!
You're not supposed to say sucks.
Well, he just did.
No, I didn't.
What are they going to do, fire him?
That's true. That's true.
You guys got any words you want me to say?
No.
No, I can't do that.
I didn't get a really cool job in Nashville. I need this little income to try and pay some hospital bills, man.
I would never do that because I love everybody
here. Yeah, no, I know. Obviously. I think that's also why it's so impressive because in real life, when people leave radio, usually they don't give them like the swan song.
Right.
They don't let them say goodbye because they're worried, and that lends to the integrity of you, sir, as a human being.
Yeah.
that our boss loved and believed in you enough that it's like, you know what, Steve-O, you're PD. Yeah. Whatever you think.
I thought it was because you threatened him.
I mean, I do still have those photos, but...
Nice. Good morning, Starmie. It's the Dex and Steve-O show. Gosh, it doesn't sound good at all.
That's because it's Steve-O and Dex. Let's be real.
Oh, gosh. Please don't start this till I leave.
You are the program director, so
let's be honest.
That's
it rolls off the tongue. The Morning Invasion with Steve-O and Dex.
No.
Yeah.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O?
No.
That sounds weird.
Yes.
No. The Morning Invasion with Steve-O, featuring Dex.
Steve-O and friend.
Steve-O and friend. Can we please call the new show Steve-O and Friend?
What if you guys go really lame and call it The Friends?
What if it's the world-famous Steve-O and Dex featuring no one because he left us like a jerk?
Featuring gaping hole.
Yeah.
We're not rebranding. That was the very first conversation we had. It's like, Chip, we are not renaming the morning show. It is still the Morning Invasion. The integrity of the show will maintain what little we have left.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's very true. Yeah, if you hit the podcast, because the very first hour of the show, Teo, he made us all cry. He told us, you know, about...
I didn't cry. You can't prove it.
I think I might take that first hour and just make it be by itself.
Yeah.
Because I can post that on Facebook, and then you guys can just go, it's on our Facebook.
Yeah.
It'll be so easy.
Yeah, you can hear the whole story on Teo and his family moving back to Nashville, why they're moving back. And
what y'all do.
And once you hear the reasons why, you'll totally support his decision for doing this, because I'm happy. I really am. I'm happy that... you guys will be financially stable in some ways. And then also, you know, you guys can finally be together full time. Because that's been the issue is you know, Dawn is focused on her music career and a little dangerous, just a little guy.
He's crazy.
You know? So it's been tough. I get it. I totally understand. And that's where your family's at, is in Nashville.
I've got to teach Johnny how to say that's a stabbing. It would be so funny.
That would be amazing.
He would look up at me and he'd go, that's a stabbing.
That's a stabbing.
Oh, you know he will.
So what will happen is you just keep training up Johnny. I'll train up Brody.
Yeah.
And so in like a decade, Landon and Brody and Johnny will have a radio program.
Mm.
And then after it becomes successful, like, I don't know, maybe like say 11 and a half months in, teach Johnny to abandon his friends.
Yes. We have a healthy, healthy method of abandonment in the Lott family.
Yeah. And I obviously suffer with abandonment issues, so...
Oh, gosh.
I just, you know...
585-LIVE. You can text in or call us at 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I mean, fair to middling.
It's a terrible question.
Yeah. As much as you guys can be doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to drop a line in, tell you guys I've been a long time listener of the show. I've been listening since the old man and the Steve days way back in the day.
Man.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been cool to see the dynamic that Dex and Teo bring, and so I just wanted to wish you luck, Teo, man.
Thanks.
Like, it's been cool having you on the show. And I just want to let you know you'll be missed, man. It's been a cool dynamic, but Dex, Steve, I'm excited to see what you guys do with it. It's been cool listening, and I'm excited to see where you guys go with it. And Taylor, I wish you all the best in Nashville.
Thanks,
and it's been cool having you on. And
yeah, thanks, man.
I hope things go well, man.
Thank you so much
for being a dedicated listener. That's amazing.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Thanks, guys.
And that is one thing, and I'm being brutally honest here. We can't replace you. That's impossible.
There's no way to replace a team.
I've already texted Michelle like 7 times. So it's don't worry, man. You don't have to say that. We got her.
Yeah, you probably should stop that because
okay.
She doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't, you know. Yeah.
Covered in me.
Not even a little. I tried last night. I was like, "Please."
She's already been down that
road.
Come
back to me. She's like, "I don't even know what this means."
Yeah.
Who are you? And I'm like, "Member, we did a radio show.
Remember,
it was the best time of your life.
You remember? You remember Empire? Oh, that was awesome. Do you remember Chewbacca? Oh, I love Chewbacca. Oh."
People are chiming in with different names. Somebody said that we could call our show The Leftovers.
I actually like that one.
Oddly enough, Mitch just chimed in and said, if Journey doesn't need to rename the band, you don't have to. So,
truth.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Just solid truth.
Thank you.
Yes, Alan.
Okay.
Guys, we're going back. It's going to be called Steve-O and Mitch in the Morning with Dex. And so it'll actually just be you and I. Wow. We just really want to confuse everybody. So what do you think?
Mitch will never be here?
No, it's just you and me.
Oh, but why is her name on there?
Well, because people, you know how many people have chimed in this morning asking for her to come back? So what we'll do is we'll trick them. Right?
Yeah, and they'll be think like, that she's here.
Oh, it's Steve O and Mitch in the Morning. Gotcha. And then,
but why don't we just keep Teo's name on?
Dex, will you
show?
Do me a favor and just mute his mic?
Oh, because people have.
Yeah. Hey, look
no,
at this.
Don't do this to me.
I need you to call Jesse.
How am I supposed to mute his mic when no one's here?
You just got to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Look, and here's the deal. You need to call Jesse and you need to say, Jesse, I'm going to need you to take a spot, take a blanket, take a bunk away from the yacht. Because I can't go to Athens this year.
You can't go to Athens?
I can't go to Athens.
Are you kidding me? This Nashville trip is just ruining everything.
You're going to be fine, okay? It's a beautiful time of year there. You're going to be on the beaches, and you're not going to think about it. Next year, we're going to make a trip to the
Great... What am I going
to
do without you?
We're
going
to make a trip to the Great Barrier Reef.
How am I going to handle Steve-O? Because he's losing his mind over here. He's talking about adding Mitch's name to the show. And
you only get what you give, dog. New Radicals. Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, we had to have a very brief discussion about tax evasion.
Somebody chimed in and said they're wondering if Teo's going to pull a Dex and do nothing but talk about his old job at his new job for the first few months.
No, I'm not like that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, just saying.
It's been my life for the past 15 years. Yeah. My bad.
Socorro just chimed in and said have the whole morning show move with Teo. I don't think that's legit.
Yeah. But that's not possible.
Okay.
Yet.
Thank you, Starmy. Thank you.
The amount.
I mean, it's only a building, you know? With technology, you never know.
I would really like to do this letter.
Gosh, no.
It's only
9:15.
You want to do it?
Speaking of advice, somebody wants to know if Teo's still going to chime in with cat advice.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Do you still have the cat line?
The cat line's still
thriving.
It's swamped.
Wow.
I had to log out of the cat line.
No kidding.
Yeah, so actually I don't have any more. So no more cat advice, sorry.
Okay.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Ya mama.
Here's the letter. I've held this one for a while, but I can't any longer. I need major help. Please keep me anonymous.
Thanks, Jeff.
So here goes. No. My wife and I have been married for 3 years. I love her dearly, and we have a wonderful relationship. But earlier this year, I discovered something that I've not been able to let go of, and my behavior has begun to change towards her because of it. And now, she is starting to notice. When we first started dating and we were talking intimately about our pasts, she told me at length about a previous boyfriend of hers from many years ago before she and I met. He was her first true love, and they were engaged to be married. Before they were married, he was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, gosh.
She told me she was devastated for the longest time. She had told me his name within that conversation. Well, fast forward to June of this year, when I was leaving for work one morning, I noticed she had left her Facebook private message folder open. She always leaves before me for work, and she has always been diligent about closing out all the windows beforehand. Pew, pew, pew. Before I went to... check out her Facebook account. I couldn't help but notice that her now deceased ex-boyfriend's name appeared in the whole column as a recent message. Unable to control myself at this point, I had to click on the message and open the thread. What I saw next absolutely horrified me. There before me was more than 4 years worth of private messages that she had sent her deceased ex-boyfriend, dating all the way back almost to the point of his death. They were not answered, obviously, because, well, he's not there to answer them, but she still sent messages almost monthly to this ex-boyfriend. These were deep, heart-wrenching messages about how much she missed him and how a first love is always the strongest and so on. I went white as a sheet for the first few days. I didn't know how to feel about this, and I tried to come up with a benefit of the doubt scenario, considering the guy's in fact gone from this earth, but that quickly passed and I've become increasingly angry, hurt, and concerned about the way she truly feels about me. So, what do I do? Should I confront her about it and ask for answers or act as though I never saw anything. I'm afraid if I do not clear this up, my feelings for her will eventually deteriorate until our marriage is over. Please help. I just don't know what to do. Thank you so much. I love the Morning Invasion.
Whew. That's
runaway. That is crazy.
She is nutty.
You think she's nutty?
There's literally I there would be fired extreme... for the word that I would say because it has to do with Batman, but not Batman. But she is crazy. She's just cray cray girl. That is. That's crazy.
See, and honestly, I don't think it's as crazy as you are screaming right now.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No,
hey, look
serious.
At me. That's Britney Spears shaving her head crazy.
Yes, I'm with Teo. Wait a minute.
Tell me
Teo
why.
Teo and I are in agreement.
Tell me why.
It's you.
Because everybody knows when you're trying to talk to a dead person, you light a candle and channel them.
No. No. It's...
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that crazy, Dex?
You need to quit yelling. I think the reason it's crazy is because she's trying to work this out with a dead person.
Hmm.
She's trying to work through all these issues with somebody who cannot help her at all in the least, any.
Right. And I'm assuming that she isn't crazy and that she's not actually, like,
yeah.
She could be receiving, she could be crazy and thinking that she is getting a response when she's not, of course. Yeah. But my whole thing is,
it's kind of like when people go visit their relatives at grave sites.
Right. Yeah, that's where I was going with this. Is like, why is that different than going to a gravesite and having that conversation out loud, talking to that person?
True.
Why couldn't it just be through Facebook? And it's like a therapy. It's something that maybe she, instead
because
of writing
it shows
something down,
she's obviously not over that relationship, which was a romantic relationship.
Do you ever get over that?
And should she really be involved? Do you really want me to get real? Of course you don't. My dad died when I was 6, and my mom remarried a stupid amount of times trying to fix or replace it, and it never, ever fixed it. Ever. So, because she obviously wasn't ready for another relationship, but it was almost like this numbing, hey, I'm going to do something to try and get over it. It would be like, and Tao and I weren't that romantically involved. I mean, he's a great kisser to be sure, but
yeah.
It would be like trying to get a replacement for Tao on Monday just so we could numb it and not. No, dude, she's obviously like still in some weird, crazy mourning phase that she doesn't need to be in this relationship if it's like that.
Mm.
Really. Truthfully. If this was like, hey, man, my name's so-and-so. My sister had this relationship and blah, blah, blah. How can I help her through? It'd be like, well, that's natural. It's part of the process, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, this is an ex-boyfriend, and you're wanting to move on in your relationship. I can understand where the current dude is like, hey.
And this is her husband.
Yeah. Hey, is this normal?
I don't think it's normal. I'm not saying that it is at all. And I'm just saying I don't know if it's as crazy as you are saying it is because...
Oh, hold on. My dead ex-girlfriend just texted me. Dude, LOL.
But hold on.
She's so
hold
funny
on a second.
From the grave.
Hold on.
Oh, I love it. Hold on.
Hold on. Was there anything in this email that talked about their relationship and how their relationship was... in a bad place?
I don't know. I didn't
there
listen
wasn't
to the
any
email. I checked out. Okay?
There was nothing in there that talked about how
whom?
They are struggling in their relationship. This is a husband who just happened to stumble upon this. What if this has been something that has helped her?
This is what I think. It hasn't. 4 years.
Yeah.
The purpose of therapy is to get better. Mm. That is not happening. She needs to change her method. It's been 4 years. And obviously, it's going to create a wedge between her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you can even get jealous over a dead guy.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Somebody
true.
Said, you got to talk about it. Don't let it fester inside and eat you alive. The guy's gone, so talking about it won't be as bad as you might think.
The girl, the woman, will not actually heal until she can address this with someone who is alive.
Yeah.
Because when you're speaking with a dead person and you are getting no response, then at some point in some dimension of your mind,
Ouija boards.
No, you are imagining a response.
Yeah, what?
You are having a conversation in your mind somewhere. And that's why I say she and we all are a little crazy, but she's trending downward into crazy land because she is having a conversation with this person. There's a reason she keeps writing.
Now,
she's dude, making up responses is what I'm saying.
Right. A dude I greatly value, he's a phenomenal father and a husband. He just chimed in. And he said, hey, in sickness and in health, dude, you made a vow. Yeah. You walk with her through this grieving process. You ask her about it. You go from there. And you get counseling together. Solid advice. That's real.
585-LIVE. You can text in or call us at 338-3700.
Or you turn to A Life of Crime together because you realize you obviously married Harley Quinn and she's nutty.
Nah.
Good morning.
So I think this is why Tao's leaving. You guys get terrible advice.
Oh, I am included in that.
Okay.
Thank you for being so encouraging, jerk.
So I think that she hasn't fully grieved the loss of her ex or her fiance.
Yeah.
And I think if he really loves her, how the other person chimed in, that he needs to come to her in love and not with hurt feelings, because it's not against him necessarily, and just help her through the grieving process. And it could bond them closer together if he helps her with that. And definitely couples counseling.
Yeah. No, I like that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that this isn't wrong. I feel like it is. But you guys made it sound like, wow, this chick's crazy. And I don't think she's crazy. I feel like this is how she's coped with this. And probably this is how she has been able to move on in a way. You know, some of us different things.
She hasn't moved on.
I get that. And that's why I'm saying it's not. She thinks this is her way of coping.
She is using
but
this.
But she it clearly isn't.
Yeah.
Well, and we don't know because he hasn't approached her with it. He just saw the messages. He doesn't, you know, we haven't found out that part of the story, if she was expecting a response or whatever. You know, she just was telling her fiancé how she felt, or I don't know. It's grieving.
Yeah.
People grieve in different ways, and he just needs to help her with it.
Thank you for calling.
Guys, the issue with this is that you haven't been given the whole story. This all took place around the time of World War II.
Wait.
And the fact of the matter is, he just hasn't come home yet.
Okay.
But when he does, Josh Hartnett is going to be very upset.
Oh, gosh. There was no texting in Pearl Harbor.
Yes, there was.
There was no texting.
Yes, there was.
Gosh, I'm not going to miss you at all.
If you just tuned in, we got a letter from a husband who's been married for 3 years, and he loves his wife dearly. But he had heard that his wife had a previous relationship. She was engaged to a man who was killed in a motorcycle accident, and she was devastated for a long time. She's told him about the relationship they had. I mean, she said it was her first one true love, she said. It was like the first person she fell in love with. Well, he ended up finding her Facebook account open and noticed that she had been messaging her dead ex for years. I mean, deep, heart-wrenching messages on how much she missed him and how a first love is always the strongest, so on. And so he's kind of at this point like, wow, I try not to be angry, but I'm definitely concerned.
I think he has a right to be concerned and maybe a little angry, but I think he should let the anger go. And he should step forward and say, hey, I found this, and I'm not coming at you with anger. I'm not coming at you with jealousy. I'm coming at you because I'm your husband, and I want to walk with you in this.
Yeah.
And approach that very patiently and very, very gracefully, because that's going to be, she's going to be super embarrassed and probably, offended and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they can use this to come together.
Yeah.
And she can heal that. I'm also not a big, I don't agree with the whole, your first love is your lasting whatever.
Right.
I
don't one true that. Love and you won't have anybody else that can, fill that. That I don't believe that either.
It was one of the Care Bears.
That was your one true
my
love?
My first love.
Your first love.
And then you find out that it's a cartoon.
Yeah. I get it.
You can't. Mm. I do still write the Care Bears.
We had somebody chime in on Facebook and say, regarding the letter from Jeff and his wife messaging her dead ex-fiance, Is she in counseling? I've talked to plenty of counselors who are non-believers, and many times they recommended writing letters to the dead. I feel she needs a Christian counselor, really needs to take this to Jesus. The same goes for him. He needs to take this to Christ and see a Christian counselor. For me, I was stuck in the past until I began seeing said Christian counselor. I do remember for years, and it's still hard for me. My father passed away when I was 6 years old. And all these years later, it still destroys me. At times I honestly, and I'll be real for about 8 seconds before I go back to my hardened shell of a human. I think that's why that show, This Is Us, is probably my favorite show on television, because I get to see what a father was like then. And then you see what happens and how the kids react as adults. Right. And, in turn, I kind of feel that way a lot, like wondering how I would have handled situations differently had I had a father to guide me through a process, you know, me being a parent now. I think when things started to make a turn, was that very same thing. Was a pastor one time asked me had I ever really forgiven my father. Mm. You know, it's like, well, I can't. I can't talk to him. I can't. And he's like, sure you can. You know? And there was a lot of, there was counseling that went into it and kind of guided me through that process. And so for all the joking, in real life, I would say absolutely, she needs to seek that professional help. Mm-hmm. She's obviously still grieving. And it would speak tremendous volumes if her husband came alongside her and was like, man, I love you. And I want us to thrive. And in order for that to happen, I think we need to take this somewhere professionally so that we can work through it. Because, man, it's you and me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I like that. That's good. Yeah, and maybe it is. Maybe the
All right, back to my hardened shell. Okay. What a crazy idiot. Am I right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Maybe the therapist will say maybe a final letter, you know, a final message to close it out. You know, like you need to close this chapter.
Yeah.
Because he's gone. And you have a husband now.
Do dead people have like a Gmail account, or is that like Yahoo? Like, how do you email them?
Well, I'm pretty sure Facebook is, you know, in the afterlife.
Still like, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just sure. Like, status update or whatever. Like, yeah. You know, just, I don't know.
Here's one thing, too. Before we all walk away thinking that this lady's crazy, we would, you know, we need to remember that if you're a Christian, a lot of people look very strangely at you when you talk about praying to someone invisible.
Yeah.
And so there's a way to find a common ground, because we know where true healing comes from. And when you're actually, you know, when you're praying, it's very different than talking to a dead person over Facebook.
Yeah.
But that's a way we can find a way to not treat this person like she's just legit crazy.
Right.
And so that's what I'm talking about. Like, this husband needs to find a place where he can approach her gracefully.
Yeah. In love, be patient, something I don't have much of, you know, but that's how we need to handle these situations.
Well, he probably feels a little bit emasculated.
Sure.
You know, here's his wife going to a dead person on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, that's what I'm saying. Like, he needs to do some hard work towards that grace, extending that towards her. He really needs to approach this carefully.
He even said, I've become increasingly angry, hurt,
that's not the way.
And concerned about the way she truly feels about me. And I can understand that. I would feel the same way. I would feel, wow, am I not meeting her needs? That's tough. So thanks for writing in. And keep us updated. Guys can always email the show, studio@star88.fm. You can text in.
Even tough stuff like that.
Yeah. Of course, we're not professionals or anything, but...
Not professional counselors. That's why we're saying she needs to go to counseling.
Yeah.
They both do, together.
You can hit us up at Facebook, star88fm. All right, we got to take a break. Teo dropped the news on us. If you're just tuning in, Teo is leaving us on Friday.
Shout out to Manuel and Michaela, who were freaking out earlier this morning, but just realized through listening to the show that I'm not leaving.
Right.
So they're still kind of sad to see Teo go, but they're very happy because their favorite person is still here.
Yeah!
Thanks, Manuel. Hey. Love you too, kiddo.
Good.
All right, there you go. We'll be right back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Merry Christmas!
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Alan Thicke has died of an apparent heart attack. The Canadian actor is also the father of singer Robin Thicke. Alan Thicke was 69 years old.
The president-elect picking ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State.
Critics argue his close ties to Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin, could pose a conflict of interest. Supporters, though, including former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, say Tillerson is the right man for the job.
Today's meetings included Microsoft's Bill Gates and Kanye West.
Dictator Bashar al-Assad gets his biggest victory in that country's blood-soaked civil war. Rebels in Aleppo, divided since 2012, effectively surrendered.
President Obama added his signature to the 21st Century Cures Act. The measure provides billions of dollars for medical research and treatment.
And I'm confident that it will lead to better years and better lives for millions of Americans.
Federal prosecutors making the case against Dylan Roof showed the jury surveillance imagery of Roof walking into the church where he shot and killed nine people.
On Wall Street, stocks pushed higher toward the symbolic 20,000 mark, the Dow gaining 114 points to close at 19,911.
Good morning. 9:36.
High today of 60 degrees.
Roads okay?
Well, let me look.
Closed due to construction. Sarah Road is closed from Southern Boulevard to Grande Boulevard. That's up in Rio Rancho.
It's Grande.
And it's probably a big mess. That's why I wanted to talk about it. There's so much road construction all around this crazy city. Love you guys. That's really good traffic.
Traffic!
Thanks for joining us.
If you missed Rick Dees, we had... Yes, Rick Dees, the radio legend. The weekly top 40 legend, Rick Dees, on the show.
Hit the podcast. It'll be up after the show. He was remarkable. He was everything I imagined. Love him. All right. Last night, we had our Calvary Christmas party.
Yeah, dude.
And this was my first Calvary Christmas party, because last year when I first got hired on, we couldn't go because Jaden had a show choir performance. And so this was my first one, and it was a good time.
Yeah, dude.
Had a lot of fun.
We Are Messengers rocked some special music last night. In fact, they're doing worship tonight here at Calvary Albuquerque. So if you're a fan of that band, dude,
yeah.
Phenomenal.
I might bring the fam tonight for that for sure.
It was so good.
It was great.
It was great. This guy is so real.
Maybe we can get him on tomorrow morning.
I hope so. We asked.
Wait, no, he's playing tonight.
Yeah.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Oh, maybe though.
I told Stefan, I was like, dude, we got to get him on the show. He's like, Yeah, sure.
Maybe he'll be here a little longer. Maybe.
Whatever. I've come to realize you can't count on your friends. No
but
matter
please,
how close, hey, they will break your soul.
You can count on them.
To leave.
Okay.
If you have the opportunity, go to the service tonight here at Calvary. The message that he put out last night, it was exactly what I think we all needed to hear, you know?
It was great, dude.
It was so
phenomenal,
so refreshing and real. And it was fun to get together with everybody that, you know, we hang out with every day. And I was announced one of the fitness challenge winners, and I just feel great about that.
Dex, you did so good.
Well, I lost a couple inches.
You won, Dex.
I lost a few inches around the waist, a couple inches around the hips.
And a couple dollars in that pocket, dog.
That's right,
good
man.
Job, man.
At least the thing.
That's good.
I don't know what I want. It's supposed to give me my
guys, Julie Chen has come out slamming The View because of their revolving door of hosts, because if people keep leaving, you just can't trust the integrity.
We know about that.
Nah.
Anyways, Steve-O.
Am I the Barbara Wawa of this show?
The what?
Barbara Wawa? I mean, she was on The View forever, right?
The Baba Wawa?
Is she still there?
No.
No.
Oh, so I'm
revolving
not.
Revolving door. She
I'm
was out like 4 years ago.
I'm the Whoopi.
Whoopi's not even there anymore.
Wait, she's not?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Back to the Christmas party.
Yeah, man.
So what happened? You said you had a story to share.
Oh, I have a story to share. So last night, you know, we get there and they had paid for valet. Valet was taken care of because it was a staff party. And so it was like, hey, parking is going to be crazy. We've got valet taken care of. You know, just throw a couple bucks for tip or whatever. So I was like, cool, man. So I get there and I pull up And this girl runs around, and she goes, "Are you here for the valet?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, I'm with Calvary Albuquerque." And she goes, "Oh, good on you. Here's your ticket. It's free." And I said, "Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know how to drive a manual transmission?"
You asked her if she knew?
I felt like such a...
He was warning her.
Word I can't even say on the show, but I was that
You are
bag.
Such a weirdo when it comes
that
to that
D.
car.
Yeah. I was that guy because I was like, "Do you know how to drive a manual transmission?"
Unbelievable.
It's the reason why I bought this car, man. Ah! And she goes, "You're in luck, I do." And I said, "Right on." Said, "Here's the key. You don't even need it's like a push start. You just gotta..." And I explained everything to her. And she goes, "Okay." I'm like, "It still has a sticker on it. Like, please take care of this car." She's like, she drives away. And I was like, "Right on. She knows how to drive a manual transmission. We're good." At the end of the night when I was leaving, she wasn't out there.
Beautiful.
Oh. And so I walk up and I hand over my valet ticket, and the guy goes, "Number 7. All right. I'll be right back, sir." And I'm like, "Right on, kid."
But you didn't say, "Hey, buddy, do you know..."
Didn't say, because I already felt like a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was that guy, so I was like, "I'm not going to go, hey, bro."
But you did it the first time.
"You sure you know how to drive a manual transmit?" I didn't say this. Well, turns out, apparently, I should have. Because I was standing there and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And somebody else comes up. And then their car pulls up. And then they leave. And I'm like, "Well, that's weird."
Yeah, I was here before.
That ain't normal. I've been standing here. And then one of the other employees looks at me and goes, "You don't drive a stick shift, do you?" I said, "Yeah, I do. It's a 6-speed. It's a manual transmission." He goes, "Yeah, he doesn't know how to drive. I'll be right back." So he runs over there, and he's running. The kid's like walking back with his head down, and I'm like, "Dude, my bad. I totally forgot to say something." He goes, "No, it's my fault. I work for a valet company, and I can't drive a manual transmission." But nobody drives a stick shift anymore,
yeah,
right? So it's like, so somebody else takes off, and they're like, "It's just going to be a minute long. I'm really sorry about this." I'm like, "Oh, it's okay. It's okay." Somebody else comes out, gives the ticket over. That car comes back around.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, did they crash my car?
What they trying to do?
Was it stolen?
At this point, didn't you feel like, you know, my car is like 50 feet away. I could just walk over and just take my car.
Yeah. So,
because literally it was parked around the corner.
I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting. And then a third person goes, "Is there anything special like about the car?" And I said, "No, I told the person. I mean, you don't have to turn a key or anything.
You have to push the clutch in?
Giant button." And then I go,
"And then you hit the button?"
And that's what I said. I said, "I mean, you have to depress the clutch. And if you're trying to put it in reverse, you have to like..." I'm giving away all the secrets. I don't want to say all the secrets on the air, because at this point, I'm pretty
so
thankful
weird.
That Albuquerque will not man. Be able to steal my car.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm like telling him everything you have to do. And he goes, "I'll be right back." And so this third person, I'm like stealing all of the valet people because nobody...
Why didn't you just go with him?
I should have.
What?
I should have. And just because...
"Hey, buddy, I'll just walk with you."
Because then the third person leaves, and then the third person comes back around, and I'm like, "Is everything okay?" And he was like, "Yeah, I think she's got it." I was like,
"Oh, that's my gosh. What you want?"
I was seriously worried that maybe like she popped the clutch and like ran into
a wall
or a car or something.
Grinding gears like I did.
This is going to be terrible.
Dex, you did so good with those gears.
So
broke it in for him.
Yeah.
I broke it in for you, dog.
Yeah, so they brought the car back around like after a little while. But dude, seriously, there were like multiple cars came and went, and I was just sitting there. And then I got in the car and I was like, "Thank you guys," and I drove away, and then I was like, "My car will never be stolen."
You.
Like ever.
Yeah.
I'm saying this and now somebody's like gonna steal my car on purpose. Yes. To be hilarious.
City is responding like, "Oh, I got you."
Yep. That's hilarious though. You need to stop being so weird with your car. Eddie, you are just a weirdo.
Give him a break. It's a brand new car.
Oh, big deal. Brand new, brand schmew.
I'm going to take up for Steve-O right now against you and tell you that it's a new car. It's a manual transmission. It's very special.
It took three people. And so I'm still thankful that those three people were not the first person to ever drive my car. They weren't. What? Why are you shaking your head at me, Summer? Yeah.
Who else got to drive your car?
Well, you.
Well, yeah. Who else?
T.O.
No, well, you were the only other person.
Oh. I thought you said
there's literally only been one other person in my life that has driven my car.
T.O.
So, And now
I appreciate that.
Now three random strangers collectively tried to all at once. I was just waiting for them to like come around the corner pushing it like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah. Again, I don't know why you just didn't walk 50 feet and just
hey, you know what, jerk? See, I was told, yeah. "Hey guys, use this." And then when I pulled up, I felt like such a jerk cuz I realized, "Oh gosh, I got this car specifically cuz nobody can drive my car."
Yeah, I get it.
So, and then you should have done what old T.O. did. Because I missed the turn, went around the back of the hotel, and then realized it was valet parking because I saw some cats running through the parking lot, and I was like, I'm just going to park myself. And then I saw Eric Lamb park his own car and get out walking, and I was like, oh, I'm really parking myself.
Oh.
Because I was like, if Eric Lamb's doing it, that is the right thing.
See, I totally forgot about the valet until we showed up, and I'm like, oh, wait, it's all paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was nice. Someone on the live line said, wow, Steve-O, you'll let some random girl from valet drive your brand new car but won't let Dex drive around the parking lot?
Yeah, dude, for this reason.
Yeah, but I know how to drive a stick.
Uh-huh. So did everyone at valet.
Yeah,
three true. People later.
Yeah.
So don't give me the, oh, I totally do. They actually work for a company where their job is driving cars.
Somebody on the live line said, what kind of car? It's a Lamborghini Murcielago.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's a black one. It's pretty sweet.
It's matte black.
It's matte black.
It's matte black because
matte black.
I just knew I was going to mourn the loss of him. So.
Yep. So Christmas party. Thank you, Calvary. It was fun.
We had a blast.
We had a blast, and I can't wait for next year.
Me too. The
food was great. It was a good time.
By the way, if you were trying to watch over the website, it is fixed. Good. I know we're coming in at the end of the show, but it is fixed.
Star88.fm. You guys can watch the show. You can watch us in studio. You can listen to us right there. You can get the podcast at our Morning Invasion page. All of that. All right, let's finish up the show with some headlines.
Hey, y'all!
We haven't done news all day. This is wonderful.
That's true.
Let's kick it off with five random facts for Wednesday.
And now it's time for
five
random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
In Mexico, Germany, and Chile, it's not illegal to break out of prison.
What?
Germany says it's just human nature to try to escape, so why would it be illegal?
That is amazing.
Beautiful.
Beautifully.
Good job.
Beautiful.
That's good.
Man.
Let's move on. Snickers are named after the Mars family's favorite horse.
Huh. What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Marie Curie is the only person who's won the Nobel Prize for two different areas of science, physics and chemistry.
Huh.
Thank you, Miss Lady.
Bet you that person's amazing in a relationship, am I right? Great chemistry and physical. What? Huh? Is it physics?
Physics. You would want anatomy.
Shut off your mic.
Let's move on. The guy who invented the upside-down ketchup bottles with the opening at the bottom instead of the top sold his company to Heinz in 1995 for a paltry $13 million. Good on you, dude. Very smart. And finally, there are 7 ski resorts in Africa.
What?
3 in Morocco, 2 in Algeria, 1 in South Africa, and 1 in Lesotho.
Wow. No
Why
kidding?
Didn't you play Toto?
I mean, boom, boom, sounds boom, like boom, I know boom, where I'm going to Morocco.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4.
Random
facts.
Okay,
I hate it.
Love it.
Dude, somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, good call, Steve-O. A guy at the car dealership wrecked my car when I dropped it off for an oil change.
These are
the things I am fearful of.
No, that's what you want to happen.
No!
Yeah. That's what you want to happen. Americans check their phones 9 billion times a day this year.
Jeez.
Or 3.3 trillion times total. The average person looks at their phone roughly 51 times a day.
Staring
or
at it right now.
19,000 times a year. How often do you look at your kids?
It's like an extension of our body.
No, it is my body.
You know, it is.
St. Leo University Polling Institute recently polled more than 1,000 people and found that blank is America's favorite Christmas movie.
A Christmas Story.
No.
White Christmas.
No.
It's a Wonderful Life.
No.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Elf.
No.
gosh. Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes. Miracle on 34th Street is America's
favorite
Christmas movie. It's a Wonderful Life is number two. Number three, terrible. A Charlie Brown Christmas.
I love it.
Number four, A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Number five, A Christmas Carol.
Where is Elf? Are you kidding?
Participants chose
Alone?
Between 18 options. At least
Gremlins?
The least popular one was Christmas in Connecticut.
What about Jingle Bells? Am I right?
Jingle Bells
is a terrible movie.
Actually, Silent Night tops a new poll of America's favorite Christmas carols.
Huh.
White Christmas is second, followed by Jingle Bells.
Huh.
50% of the respondents to that one about the movies said they will tune in to watch original Christmas movies on Hallmark, Lifetime, or other channels. They don't really say why, but it's because we all just love them.
Nice.
They're beautiful. 73% of us regularly fake our reaction to bad presents, according to a new survey.
Regularly.
Only 1 out of 10 people will actually admit they don't like a gift, and that person is a jerk.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you don't have that person in your life,
you are.
Guess what?
That person. By the way, if you ask for the gift receipt, that in turn
that's
like asking.
Did you guys get a gift
like
receipt?
Saying,
with
Mom, can I get it's like gift? Saying,
where's that
so horrible.
Receipt? Is it in the bag?
Yeah. Don't ever do that.
Steve, I got to talk to you about something.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've already gotten so much bad news this week. I will crack.
Here's a little more.
And break.
A new survey found the average person. And you're above average, so this might not apply to you.
Okay.
Says they don't really feel like their life was totally under control until they hit 37. Now, you're 41.
I
don't know how you feel.
I am not 41. I will say, if anything, but you know what? Life under control.
Totally under control is a quote. Totally
no.
under control.
Are you kidding me? As of Friday, the bombshell that dropped reminded me, if anything, there is literally nothing I can do. Like, my life is but a vapor, and God's going to do what God's going to do. And
yeah, do we ever really have total control? No.
No, but I mean, there are certain decisions we can choose to make
that
will affect us for the rest of our lives. But I think the older I got, the one thing I will say is I've become more aware and more comfortable with, hey, if I'm choosing this, I actually have that choice. Like, I used to think that, like, if God wanted me to work at the old Walmarts and I wanted to be here, that he would somehow, like, you know, crash a car in front of me and do all, you know, all these crazy things to, like, make me go down the path that he wanted me to. But that's not true. Like, we still have free will. And if anything, the older I get, I realize I have a little more, quote, control in little things. I still have a choice to make. I can't blame everything on God, and I can't give everything to him in regard that, like, oh, well, you know, this is him.
Yeah.
So I will say that I've become more comfortable with, like, the choices I make, knowing that I have that right to make that choice, for right or wrong.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So totally not under control,
guys. No. Yeah.
Anyway, the point of all that is to say that we are really pushing growing up to later and later and later in our lives. All of us are. The five things that make us feel like we finally have a handle on our lives: having our finances in order, settling down with a significant other, paying off major debts, job security, and owning a home.
See, I'm 37, and I feel like that I have made so many bad decisions from, you know, the time that I left my home at 18 and until now that... you know what? I totally agree with this. I can look back and go, yeah, I made a mess of my life, and now that I'm 37, I'm trying to pay off all of our debt. You know, I'm wanting some job security. I want my finances in order. I want all those things.
Hey,
so,
I just gave you a little job security.
No, I don't know about that. So we'll see what happens.
I'm doing that eyebrow thing I do.
Yeah, you do. Which makes me believe that your eyebrows are not real.
They're not. They are computer animated. Somebody says we're going to lose our dove.
What?
Because we're Calvary Calvinists. What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
Anyway, one tiny more bit of news. Is that okay? One more? According to a new study, the city where you're most likely to slip and fall on ice is Detroit, Michigan.
Ugh!
Followed by Buffalo, New York, and Hartford, Connecticut. Don't go to those cities if you're prone to falling down on ice.
Is there outdoor ice skating anywhere in the city?
I just get outdoor, out there on the Rio Grande all the time.
There's the Mac, you know, in Rio Rancho.
Yeah.
They still do ice skating.
Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
It used to be called Blades. Oh, and then the Outpost Ice Arena. You know, there's places in town, but they're all indoor.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're done with the show. That's it. Please hit the podcast. Again, the first hour, Teo. He shared his whole story of why he's leaving.
The hows and the whys.
Yeah, and yeah, you have to listen to it. We're going to
isolate that hour, and we're going to post it on our Facebook. Here's the explanation.
Yeah.
You can just click it, and it'll be right there.
Do it. Podcast it. Just search Morning Invasion at iTunes, Google Play. Or you can go to star88.fm, and you can go to our Morning Invasion page and get the podcast right there.
Spider-Man. Yeah, dude. Isn't that crazy how a simple trailer can change a song forever?
Yep. All right, we are done for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Got. There ain't no more.
Right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Starmy, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
Thanks, you are looking
you
pretty
good. You
look
like you've lost like 1,000 pounds.
I did. 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds. That's good. That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well,
it's got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And, of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds. But it is actually making me eat healthier, so my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.